Here's the pitch. Swung on and a bouncer to third. The throw to second for one. The throw to first, not in time. So a good play there by third baseman Cam Taylor, able to make the quick pick and throw it over to his second baseman, Seth Glenn. Nearly turning the double play, instead Mason Johnson aboard on the fielder's choice, and now here's Trey Thomas. Thomas from Carson City, and asked him what he plans on doing with his off day tomorrow, and says that he just plans to lounge in the air conditioning and sleep. He might want to check out the Shasta Lake Dam in Shasta Lake, which has reached full capacity. The water levels are high. It is looking beautiful. So we're in for a fun summer of laying in the sun at the lake and the river. And caught in a rundown is Crissetti. Crissetti is tagged out at second, and there's one away. So a base running blunder right there for the running Colt 45. So now there's two away. Excuse me, and that was Mason Johnson, actually. Correction. That wasn't Crissetti. That was Mason Johnson getting caught in the rundown, and so with two outs, here's Thomas. 2-0 pitch is on the inside corner, therefore a strike. Two balls and one strike. Martinez. He'll wind and fire. 2-1, waved out of Mr. Strike 2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball away for ball 3. So Thomas gets aboard. It'll be Mason Chassingham. Chassingham with the last Redding Colt 45 base hit all the way in the second inning. 3-2. The 3-2 pitch is fastball way inside for ball 4. Getting a clean shave there was, or a close shave there was Trey Thomas as it nearly hit him. He draws the walk, and so now here is Mason Chassingham. So Chassingham looking to strike here and provide a jolt to this Colt 45's offense that has been shut down through the first 3 innings. Martinez sets and delivers. Pitches in for a strike. The throw to second. Not in time. So Trey Thomas able to steal second. And so for Chassingham, with a base hit, can drive in Thomas. One pitch, fastball, slow down, that ball is hit hard into right center, going back near the warning track and making a good catch is Raul Fabian, running down the hard hit ball from Chassingham to end the inning. So for the running Colt 45, they leave a man at second. A good rip by Chassingham, but an even better play by Raul Fabian, able to run down the line drive, and we go to the top of the fifth inning. The Reading Colt 45s trailing the West Coast Kings. 8-0, or excuse me. Yeah, 8-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. To the top of the fifth inning we go. As Dixon continues to work. So pitches. So Kyle Dixon, as we were talking about his hometown of Carlinville, a town of 5,000 people, and again, plenty of history at Tiger Field, which was once home to the Reading Browns, the Class A team of the St. Louis Browns, who then became the St. Louis Cardinals. First pitch, that ball is belted into left field. That ball is at the wall. She is gone. A first-pitch blast from catcher Zach Robinson, and it's now 9-0. Boy, oh boy, he saw what was coming. A fastball that hung up in the zone, and he absolutely crushed it over the Tiger Field scoreboard in left center. Nine nothing, West Coast Kings. And now here's Christoph Swanson, who hit a three-run home run last night. So for the West Coast Kings, who struggled mightily to get the advantage ...2-0, now the count is Swanson. So again, the Reading Browns, which were the Class A team of the St. Louis Cardinals in the West from 1948 to 1951. And the St. Louis Browns turned into the St. Louis Cardinals. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two by Swanson. So two balls and two strikes for counts. Two pitches swung on, waved out and missed for strike three. The throw to first is in time as Swanson is taken care of. And with one away, here's Drew Lehman.
Next up to that.
So with one out, here is Drew Lehman. Pitches in there for a strike on the inside corner to the right-hander. Here's the 0-1 pitch taken on the outside corner for strike two. So no balls in. Two strikes, and again, talking about the Reading Browns and its history at Tiger Field. Oh, two pitches, swung on, and this is strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts as Kyle Dixon throws the heater and blows it by Lehman, and there's two away to bring up Jeff Kimbra. And so for the Colt 45s playing at Tiger Field, which is celebrating its 100th year. And again, once upon a time, the Reading Browns, part of the St. Louis Browns, as the pitch is grounded to short up with it. It is Katz to take care of Canberra, and there's three outs. So Canberra grounds out to Katz. In for Dixon, able to settle down, but not before giving up a first pitch leadoff home run to Zach Robinson. A solo blast into left field, and we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, halfway home. The West Coast Kings lead the Reading Colt 45s 9-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Bottom of the fifth inning, and it'll be up to Mackenzie Higuchi to try to spark some life into this offense, which has been shut down through five innings for the first time all season, 9-0, and trying to see what this offense can do to rally behind Dixon and Aaron Wood, who left after two innings, having given up 8 runs. We're going to know to Higuchi. Martinez winds and delivers. 1-0 pitch is inside for ball two. So it's not like the Colbert guys haven't been able to get base runners aboard. Martinez has issued 3 walks to the Colt 45s and has hit a man. 2-0 pitch is inside for ball three, but Mason Johnson was caught into a rundown in the fourth inning, and then in the third inning, 3-0 pitches on the inside corner for a strike. And in the second inning, Mason Kazmian was caught stealing. 3-1 the count. Still not out of reach yet, though, for the 45s. 3-1 pitch is inside for ball four. And so with a walk, let's see what the Colt 45s can do with the top of the lineup coming up. Drew Katz, who is 0-1, walks in the third inning. So bottom of the fifth inning. And now we have ourselves a tenth runner at first, and that is number one, Luke Matthews. So Matthews takes a strike, 0-1 the count. And so talking with Matthews, he plans on becoming a firefighter. Says that he's majoring in business for right now, but says all he wants to do is play baseball for as long as possible and then save lives. So Luke Matthews, future firefighter. Just being dumb. There goes Matthews. The pitch is outside the throw to second and not in time as Matthews takes the base. No, I'm calling this guy Katz. Matthews was at first, and I was telling a story about him while he was at first. Here's the pitch. 1-1 pitch is taken high for ball two. So 2 balls and 1 strike to count to Katz. Matthews at second as he was a pinch runner and I believe the courtesy runner for Mackenzie Higuchi. Dancing around with Martinez as Matthews. 2-1 pitch is on the outside corner for strike two. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Trying to figure out now. I don't know why. I just get these random thoughts and I'm like, who's the last catcher to actually lead the MLB in stolen bases? Two pitches taken high for ball three. three balls and two strikes. Three and two. Here's Martinez. The 3-2 pitch upstairs and high for ball four. So Katz is aboard for the second time today. And with Matthews at second, Dusty Vela with one swing of the bat trying to dig the Colt 45s out of this 9-0 hole. And while we're on the note for stolen bases, we don't have, so no catcher has led. Here's a first pitch, and it's bunted along the third base line, and there won't be a play. Vela with a gorgeous bunt to catch the West Coast Kings. Keep us off balance. He is aboard with an infield single. To second goes Katz. To third goes Matthews. And the bases are loaded for Noah Young. And before this lead has the potential to slip away with no outs, Scott Stowe, the West Coast Kings manager, going out to talk to his players. So a first pitch and beautifully laid down bunt caught everybody by surprise, including the fans. Never even showed it. Just had his bat in a normal position, and then at last second poked it and got the right poke he needed. And now the discussion is over. Martinez with the bases loaded, and now here is Noah Young. Here's the pitch. Fastball in the dirt for ball one. 1-0, the Colt 45s trailing 9-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. In there for a strike, and Tyler Chapman, my producer, just sent me a note about Jason Handel, and I love Jason Handel. Man, talk about a ball player, just a guy that knew how to play the game right. Line drives. He's one of those guys who isn't in the Hall of Fame, but in the list of guys who you knew were very good. 1-1 pitches away for ball two. Two balls and one strike as the ball hit momentarily by Robinman, but able to gather their ball, and all runners hold. Two balls and one strike. Two, one to Young, fastball in at the armpits for ball three, and so for the Colt 45s, one ball away from scoring its first run of the game and making it an 8-run deficit. Martinez sets. He'll wind and deliver. 3-1 pitches. This hopping away for ball four. Everybody moves up 90 feet. A run batted in for Noah Young. And it's 9-1 in favor of the West Coast Kings. To third goes Katz after Matthews scores. To second goes Vela. And now here is Hunter Green, the big fella. Hunter Reed, excuse me. Yeah, the big fella from Plano, Texas. First pitch way upstairs for ball one. And Hunter Reed is 6'3". Ball right. Level to his head. Martinez winds in, delivers the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and a little roller under the legs of Martinez, and he won't have a play. In the score is Katz, and it's 9-2 now. Wow, that was a tailor-made throw to first. Martinez went to field it, and it rolled right under his legs, almost angels in the outfield style. With how he sort of just tried to field it, and he just whipped. And now, here's Giacomo Cassetti. First pitch is swung on and missed. Now 9-2, the Colt 45s came into the bottom of the fifth inning, trailing 9-0, but able to scratch home two runs on an RBI walk by Noah Young. And then Hunter Reed reaching on the air by the pitcher. Oh, and pitches in the dirt, and it gets away. In to score is Venema. It's now 9-3. The Colt 45s are surging in the bottom of the fifth. And so Giacomo Cassetti pitches taken high for ball two. And so Noah Young at third, at second is Reed. 2-1 pitch is away for ball three. Three balls and one strike, and now all of a sudden, a couple of jabs, a wild pitch to score, an error that brought home a run, a bases-loaded walk, and so now for the West Coast Kings, a bit rattled here. Cassetti up to bat. Here's a 3-0 pitch. That's taken up and away for ball four. And still with no out. That will bring up Mason Johnson. And so for Mason Johnson, who is one swing of the bat. Could really do the damage and really make the ball game. I mean, right now it's a 6-run deficit still. Pitch is swung and missed for strike one. So, change up there. Thrown first pitch break. Tossed there by Martinez, 0-1. Yo, one pitch to Johnson is upstairs. So for the Colt 45s, a very patient hitting team. Done a pretty good job so far this season. And not swinging at bad pitches. 1-1 pitch, swung on, that ball is lifted down the right field line. That's going to slice foul and out of play. Beyond the visiting dugout, and so we have one ball, two strikes with Trey Thomas waiting on deck. No outs. One and two. Martinez, heel set. The 1-2 pitch. Slider away for ball two. Two balls, two strikes now. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Fastball away and high for ball three. So another walk here with the bases loaded inches the Colt 45s closer. It is mom spaghetti time right now, and for Martinez, he is feeling the heat. 3-2 pitches upstairs and high for ball four. Another run comes across. The Colt 45s have now scored four runs, and they're now trailing 9-4. Two bases loaded walks. a wild pitch and an error. And so for Martinez, with a quick block and getting a having a meeting at the pitching mound. And now to Trey Thomas. First pitch swinging. That ball is skied. Foul down the first baseline and out of play. Oh, and won the count. Oh, and one. Infield traded in at the grass. Oh, one hit. That ball's lifted in the right field. And the team's getting 3 base hit. And the score is lead. Holding it third is Cassetti. The Cleveland Guys were once down 9-0 in the bottom, heading into the bottom of the fifth, and scored 5 runs, all with no outs, to set up Mason Cassingham. The ninth batter comes to the plate, all with no outs. The left-handed hitting Cassingham, first pitch is on the inside corner, missing for ball one. The rally has continued. And now we have our first base hit. Part of that rally from Thomas. Now to Cassingham, who takes high for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. We have some action going on in the in the West Coast Kings bullpen. 2-0 is down the middle there for a strike. Causing him kind of shaking his head, saying, I wanted that one a little bit more down, but with the infield shaded in. 2-1 pitches inside for ball three. The bases are still loaded. Martinez has no place to put Cassingham. The 3-1 is delivered high for ball four. That is now the fourth bases loaded walk issued by Martinez, and it's now 9-6, and Martinez is getting the hook, allowing 6 runs, including 1 unearned. And so Martinez's day is done as his team built up a 9-0 lead for the West Coast Kings. But the Colt 45s, being patient. 4 bases loaded walks, an RBI single from Trey Thomas. And then a wild pitch. And so the 10th hitter will come to the plate. And here is Mackenzie Higuchi as we await the new pitcher, and the new pitcher will be the old catcher, but Aiden Quintanilla. So Aiden Quintanilla, who was the first baseman, but got subbed out of the game, and now he will come in to pitch. And so we'll see if the rally can continue for the Colt 45s, who are once down 9-0 in the fifth inning, but have rallied in the bottom half by scoring 6 runs, all with no outs, here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major product, is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products where they concentrate on industrial automation, lighting, distribution, data communications, and more for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. Bottom of the fifth inning, we are still in. The 10th hitter will come up to the plate in Mackenzie Higuchi. After a base was loaded, run batted in, the Colt 45s once down 9-0, but have rallied with 6 runs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now, in the pitch is Christoph Swanson, who goes from the designated hitter to the pitching spot, who delivers low for ball two. So for Swanson, who looked good at least in warm-ups, but now has Higuchi at 2-0. 2-0 pitch is a fastball in there for a strike. Kind of using a sidearm angle, I guess you could say. I mean, it's not a complete sidearm, but it's almost like he's throwing from the side of his ear and kind of short-arming it. 2-1. Strong line. That ball is lifted into deep right center. Back he goes. With a running trend, making the catch in left is Canberra. Tagging up and scoring is Johnson, and it's now 9-7. Man, talk about the quintessential sacrifice fly, hitting it into that 365 range from Higuchi. So the sac fly, RBI, and now here's Drew Katz. It's just taking in the dirt for ball one. So at first is casting him. At second is Trey Thomas. 1-0 pitch is taken on the inside corner for a strike. 1-1 the count from Christoph Swanson. Heel set. Takes a breath. Winds in, delivers. 1-1 on the outside corner there for strike two. So for Katz, who has walked three times tonight, talk. That's a lot of walks. Huh. Here's the 1-2 pitch in the dirt for ball two. Man. 4 bases loaded, walks that equal to RBIs. A wild pitch that scored a run, an RBI single by Trey Thomas. And then a sacrifice fly by Mackenzie Higuchi, and there you have it. That's how the Colt 45s have scored all 6 runs. 2-2 pitch is swung on and foul tip for strike 3, and down goes Katz. And so with 2 away, here comes Dusty Vela. So Vela who attended Pleasant Valley High School with runners at first and second trying to do some damage. The pitch, showing bunt, gets it down. The foot race is on. The throw to first in time. Nice play there from Swanson to get the charging Vela to first, but not before the Reading Colt 45s crawl themselves back into the game, putting up 6 runs in the bottom of the 5th inning after trailing 9-0. 6 runs come across, and we go to the top of the 6th inning. Or excuse me, 7 runs. I knew that it was 7 runs. The darn scoreboard fooled me. Anyway, we go to the top of the 6th inning. The Reading Colt 45s trail the West Coast Kings 9-7 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. All right, here we go. First pitch and swung on and hit into center field for a base hit. So the leadoff single from Colton Trudeau, and that will set up Aiden Quintanilla. So Colton Trudeau really lighting up the Colt 45s. Now 4-for-4 on the day with a double and 3 singles. And now here's Quintanilla, who takes a strike, going one. And I believe oh, one pitch. Hold on, that ball is lined into deep left field. Back it goes near the wall, and it's off the warning track dirt and off the wall. Into third goes Colton Trudeau. And so for the West Coast Kings, who gave up 9 runs, who gave up 7 runs in the bottom of the 5th inning, looking to strike some offense at the top of the order, and it was Trudeau with a leadoff single, followed by Quintanilla with a double. So runners at 2nd and 3rd, Trudeau at 3rd, Quintanilla at 2nd, and now here's Al Fabian, who swings and misses at strike 1, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Pitch in the dirt for ball 1. So 1 ball, 1 strike. This is summer collegiate baseball in Reading. Sometimes you'll have days where you're flying on all cylinders. Some days you're just going to have to rally and come back, and you got to give credit. And this Colt 45 team showing a ton of resilience in today's game. Here's Dixon, 2-1 pitch, way upstairs for ball 3, and Higuchi had to come out of his crouch to snatch that one out of the air. 3-1. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Fastball is high for ball 4. And so a walk by Dixon. The bases are now loaded for Seth Gwynn, who has 3 runs batted in and an RBI double. A 2-run RBI double in the first inning, and then an RBI single as part of the six-run second inning. First pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is rolled. Foul. Wow. Again, that ball was hit right on the screws. Had a chance to roll back into fair territory, and Higuchi quickly on top of it, able to touch it up as the ball was still fouled. So no balls and two strikes to count. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed to strike three. And down goes Glenn. Kyle Dixon comes right after him with a hard fastball, and Glenn strikes out. And now here is Cam Taylor, who is 1-for-3, struck out twice, but hit a 3-run home run in the second inning that really opened the game up for the West Coast Kings. 1-0 the count. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Slider in there for a strike, breaking to the right-hander, and here is Cam Taylor, the beer batter. 1-1. Delivered. Ooh, not sure where that missed, but that's what it Vicente Gutierrez said, 2-1 to count. Bob Anderson getting a little frustrated there in the dugout as he paces back and forth. 2-1 pitch is in the dirt for ball three. Three and one for the West Coast Kings, looking to increase their lead with one out. 3-1, swung on and foul back. Three and two. Dixon winds and delivers. The 3-2 pitch, fastball inside for ball four. A bases loaded walk issued by Kyle Dixon. Coming in to score is Trudeau, and it's now 10-7 in favor of the West Coast team. And now here is Zach Robinman. Robinman, who hit a solo home run in the fifth inning, swings and misses for strike 1-0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Slider on the outside corner there for strike two. No balls and two strikes to count. One away. Bases loaded walk. Gabe Taylor is fourth RBI. Made the score 10-7. 0-2, strike three call. Blows the fastball by Zach Robinman, who is caught looking. And so with two outs, here comes Christoph Swanson, the pitcher who started the day off as the designated hitter. Watts grounded to second and struck out. Takes inside for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Slider on the outside corner there for strike one. Hey, do you think you guys can, like... 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on, grounded up along the first baseline, and foul. One ball, two strikes, two out. Here's the 1-2 hitch from Dixon to Swanson. Way out in front for strike three. Down goes Swanson. he strikes out for the second time, but not before the West Coast Kings add another run on a bases loaded walk to Cam Taylor. And at the end of 6.5, the Reading Colt 45s trail the West Coast Kings 10-7 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Bottom of the sixth inning, the Reading Colt 45s trying to pursue the endeavor of coming back from a big deficit. We're once down 9-0 into the bottom of the fifth inning and managed to score 7 runs. Now down 10-7 after a bases loaded walk was issued to Cam Taylor. And so, looking to lead that rally. So, should be Noah Young to lead things off. So, here is Noah Young. Young, speaking of walks, he has walked 3 times and has a double. So, counting them up. Yeah, so 10 walks have been issued today by the West Coast Kings. Here's the pitch in the dirt for ball one. So one ball and one strike the count. Christoph Swanson working, and he'll come set. The 1-1 pitch swung on, and a chopper trippers up with it with the soft hands, making the play. Touching first is Quintanilla, and there's one away. So with one out, now here's Hunter Reed. The pitch to Reed, taken down and away for ball one. So one ball and no strikes. Reed will be followed by Giacomo Crosetti. Two-oh pitch, swung on, and there's a high fly by the dead center. There she goes to the low right, and he's on four. Hunter Reed into second, feeds in safely with a double. My goodness, what power! That would have been out of the ballpark at most major league parks. 406 is the sign, and he hit it 403. Wow. Yeah, so Hunter Reed, 6'3", 235 pounds. That is a big boy with some big man power. And now here is Giacomo Crosetti. The pitch to Giacomo. He swings and drives that ball into left field. Going back and making the catch is Jeff Canberra. And holding it first, second, is Reed. And so now here is Mason Johnson. Johnson with two out trying to scratch home a run. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the inside corner. There for strike one. 0-1. Trying to bring home Hunter Reed. The 0-1 pitch swung on and down to the third, and he went off the top of his glove, and everybody's going to be safe. So Cam Taylor now commits the 13th error of the three-game series by the West Coast Kings. That was a routine grounder. Hit him on the heel of the glove and just couldn't field it cleanly. Ball hopped off the heel of his glove and went to look for it, and everybody was safe. So Reed at second, Johnson at first, to set up Trey Thomas. The tying run to the plate. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled away. Now 1-2. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two, so I was right. So it was 1-1. Now it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes to count to Thomas. Swanson. Heel set. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on. That ball is going to be lifted foul and out of play. Folks got smart and sat parking their car behind the visiting dugout. That's usually where the damage happens. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Bounce in the dirt for ball two. Nice stab added by Zach Robman, keeping it in front. Two balls, two strikes. Let's see if Thomas can come up big and he hits a home run. This game is tied. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and a bouncer to third. Up and gets a throw to second in time as Cam Taylor takes care of business, throws to Seth Green, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s get two base runners aboard but can't bring anybody home. No runs, one hit, an error, two men left, and at the end of six and a half, or excuse me, at the end of six innings, Colt 45s lead, or excuse me, trail the West Coast Kings 10-7 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Top of the seventh inning, and we are about to have a nice little twist in the bobby, and that is Reese Fairweather. So Reese Fairweather, a 6'4", 175-pound lanky left-hander from Australia who attended Feather River College. So, for Fairweather, looking to work down under, game was started off by Aaron Wood, who gave up 8 runs. And then Wood was followed by Kyle Dixon, who went 4 innings, and now taking the torch from Dixon is Fairweather. So here is Drew Lammon to lead things off. Lammon, 0 for 3 today. Hit into a fielder's choice right at the second and struck out. Here's Fairweather. First pitch is a fastball. Just missing inside and low. Good location there from Fairweather, but just missed his mark to the right-hander. 1-0 on the outside corner for strike one. Breaking ball right there. Fairweather looking in. He's set. Whips and delivers. 1-1 pitch. Nice little change up there, it looked like. And out in front was Drew Lammon, who got a piece of the nacho. Fouled it away, and the count is 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Fairweather looking in, winds and delivers. 1-2 pitch, overhand, curveball, strike 3. Lammon goes down swinging. And with one away, now here's Jeff Cambra. And so Cambra taking his time as home plate umpire Vicente Gutierrez cleans off the plate. One out. Fairweather. Here's a pitch. Fastball on the outside corner there for strike one. 0-1. Fairweather looking in. He'll wind and deliver the 0-1 pitch. Fastball swung on, grounded to second. Up with it is Ayla. Throws the first in time to Reed to get Canberra, and there's two away. To set up Colton Trudeau, who has provided the Colt 45 with problems all night long. He has doubled and singled 3 times this game. 4 for 4. Here's Fairweather. He winds and delivers. Fastball. Perfectly located on the outside corner for strike one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball again that missed down and at the ankles. To Trudeau, 1-1. Fairweather whips and delivers. 1-1 pitch. Swung on. Rolled up along the third baseline and foul. So one ball and two strikes the count. Fairweather looking in. He'll wind in fire. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on. And there's a grounder to third. Up with it, the throw to first in time as Johnson takes care of Trudeau for the first time tonight to end the inning. No runs, no hits. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Let's see what the Colts 45s can do. Can they muster up some more offense as they trail the West Coast Kings 10-7 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast has been sponsored by North Valley Distribution, or excuse me, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electric products where they concentrate on industrial automation, lighting, distribution, data communications, and more for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. To the bottom of the seventh inning, we go, and it'll be Trey Thomas, or excuse me, no, Mason Kazanhan to lead things off. So Kazanhan singled in the second inning. Takes outside for ball one, 1-0 the count. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Here's the 2-0 from Swanson. Missed low for ball three. So three balls and no strikes. So 11 walks have been issued to Colt 45's hitters tonight. Looking to make it number 12, possibly. 3-0 is a fastball on, call that a rib to hip high strike. To Kazanhan, thought that he had to walk. Here's the 3-1 pitch, swung on and grounded to first. The foot race is on. Kazanhan, gotta get there, and got him. In time for out number one is Quintanilla. Got him by a toe. It was a bang-bang play, but Quintanilla able to get there in time, and there's now one away. So for Mason Kazanhan, grounds out, and following Kazanhan will be Mackenzie Higuchi. Here's the pitch to Higuchi, bouncing the dirt for ball one from Swanson. One and out. 1-0 pitch, delivered on the outside corner for a strike for the man out of Aiea, Hawaii, in the island of Oahu. Here's the 1-1 pitch, delivered down and away for ball two. Two balls and one strike to count. Two cats. Wait on deck. 2-1 pitch, low for ball three. And so another 3-1 count. And Higuchi looking to take advantage. Here at Tiger Field celebrating 100 years of history. 3-1, swung on and missed for strike two. So give credit to Swanson coming in for Martinez, and he has located his pitch as well, throws a Nice little breaking slider. 3-2 hit, swung on, and there's a high fly ball into left field, slicing foul and out of play. And that is gonna, that went off the netting, over by the bullpen. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. To Higuchi, grounded foul. So 3-2 again. Ladies and gentlemen, in case you're looking for something fun to do on 4th of July, definitely come out to Tiger Field for the 4th of July Independence Day festivities. One of the best places in town, to me, the best place in town to watch the fireworks. 3-2 pitch is swung on and lifted into shallow center, giving Chase under it and making the catch is Drew Lehman, and there's 2 outs. So now here is Drew Katz. So Katz, with 2 outs, trying to put a charge into this offense. Here's the pitch, fastball away for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. First strike one, so again, nothing too, not overwhelming velocity from Swanson, but throwing a slider and locating his pitch as well. 1-1 pitch, fly up along the third base line in foul territory, running near the third base dugout club to make the catch. Is Cam Taylor to end the inning. So, Cam Taylor makes the catch and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits. The Colt 45s go down in order. And at the end of 7 innings, it's
run over and run all the way back. Are you guys ready?
10-7 in favor of the West Coast Kings.
So,
top of the eighth inning, still plenty of ball game left as the Colt 45s trail the West Coast Kings 10-7. Glad you could join us here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, the home of summer baseball here in Reading. And leading things off will be Aiden Quintanilla. He'll be followed by Raul Fabian and then Seth Gwynn. And so for Reese Fairweather, he'll wind and fire. First pitch is a breaking ball in for a strike, 0-1. Fairweather looking in. 6'4" man. 0-1 pitch, curveball missing down and low. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball. Swing. That ball is smoked down the first baseline and foul. 1 ball and 2 strikes. The echo of foul balls streams across Tiger Field. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball swung on and fouled away. Man, that was a very defensive swing there from Quintanilla after the breaking pitch from Fairweather. 1 ball, 2 strikes, top of the 8th. Fairweather Wines and Delivers. Curveball. See you later. Crocodile, because there's only crocodiles in Australia, not alligators. Dog pitch. There is Quintanilla way out in front. Just a beautiful piece of command from Fairweather. Throwing that 12-6 curve. And with one out, here's Raul Fabian, who swings in. That was the first pitch away, 0-1. Here's the 0-1. Fastball swung on and missed for strike two. No balls and two strikes now. Fairweather, he will set. Look into his glove. The 0-2 pitch, curveball in the dirt through the wickets and legs of Higuchi, one ball and two strikes. The counts. Hope 45s will send up Dusty Vela, Noah Young, and then Hunter Reed in the next inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on, and it's a strike three. Remarkable job done by Fairweather coming in. So far, he has retired 5 hitters in a row, including now his 3rd strikeout after sending Fabian back to the dugout. 2 away to set up Seth Gwynn. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on, lifted, foul, and out of play. There's a stream of cars right there. Oh, just missing the Ford Focus. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, lifted, foul again. No balls and two strikes to count. Fairweather looks in. Sets into his glove, winds and fires. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted into right field, coming in on the run, making the catch is Trey Thomas for out number 3. A clean top of the 8th inning for Fairweather. No runs, no hits. He has retired 6 in a row, and we go to the bottom of the 8th. Let's see if the Reading Colt 45s can muster up some offense, trailing the West Coast Kings 10-7 here on 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products where they concentrate on industrial automation, lighting, distribution, data communications, and more for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. Bottom of the 8th inning, and I'm not sure what the roar of applause was for, but I guess something positive happened. It's been a long week. All right. Oh, excellent. So there we go. So we just had our intern sitting in the front row helping us out with some sports information. The cheering was about a man who won the 50-50 raffle and donated his earnings back to the running Colt 45. So, good for that guy. 0-1 the counts to Dusty Vela, who takes in the dirt for ball one. One ball and one strike, and credit to Swanson, who has come in, has pitched since the fifth inning, and hasn't allowed a run. 1-1 pitch, swung on, and that ball is bounced to second. Up with it is Seth Gwynn, who fires to first in time, and there's out number one. So Vela grounds out, and now here is Noah Young. Colt 45 trail the West Coast Kings 10-7 after winning the first two games, including last night, 18-7. Or excuse me, actually no, 18-6, excuse me. 1-0, the counts. The Young. 1-0 pitch, fastball. And not sure what the count is going to be. Was the umpire ready? No, 2-0. It was weird. Gutierrez was gesturing to Swanson, almost like I wasn't ready, but he was ready. Now 3-0 the counts to Young with Hunter Reed on deck. Here's a 3-0 pitch inside for ball four. The 13th block issued to the Reading Colt 45. And so now here is Hunter Reed. Here's the pitch. Little breaking ball on the inside corner for strike one. I think that was a slider again, just seeing the way that it moved. Well, that's right, 0-1. And a look over to first. So Young. Might be a chance to go. 0-1 pitch delivered on the inside corner for strike two. No balls and two strikes now to Reed, who doubled to the farthest part of the ballpark in dead center. His last at bat. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. No balls, two strikes, one out, bottom of the eighth inning. 10-7 in favor of the West Coast Kings. The 0-2 delivery, bounce in the dirt for ball one. Good play by Zach Robman, keeping the ball in front. One ball, two strikes. With Giacomo Crosetti on deck. 2-2, Swanson. Seth winds in, delivers 2-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted, foul, and out of play. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Swanson, the 2-2 pitch, swung on, and there's a high fly ball into left center, going back near the warning track and making the catch. It's Jeff Canberra for out number two. So a long fly out for Noah Young. Well, excuse me, for Hunter Reed and Snow Young got aboard, and down here's Giacomo Cassetti. So hit to Cassetti, fastball missing down for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count as, wow, that was interesting. Swanson caught the ball, took a step and nearly fell over himself, but he's good. 1-0 pitch. Runner not going to throw to first. It was a fake by Young. 2-0, now the count. To Cressetti, the West Coast Kings lead the Reading Colt 45s 10-7 in the series finale. 2-0 pitch, swung on, and a roller, softly to second. Up with it, and taking care of business is Seth Wynn to get the lead runner Young to end the inning. No runs, no hits, and at the end of eight innings, the Reading Colt 45s trail the West Coast Kings 10-7 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Top of the ninth inning we go, and it'll be a new pitcher coming out for the Reading Colt 45s. And I believe, as we're looking at the numbers, I believe Dustin Niles. Oh, here we go. So, local boy Dustin Niles coming in to pitch. The right-hander from Palo Cedro, California, attended Foothill Hill High School, and this year helped the Folsom Lake College Falcons reach the California Community College State Championships. So for Dustin Niles, returning home after a successful season at Folsom Lake, second year in a row that Folsom Lake reached the state championships. And so here is Niles looking to take care of business in the bottom of the ninth inning, top of the ninth inning with Ken Taylor to lead things off. The pitch to Taylor way upstairs for ball one. So Dustin Niles greets Cam Taylor, who is the beer batter. Even though the snack bar has been closed, we'll still call him the beer batter just for the sake of emphasis. 1-0 pitch, hard fastball, swung on and missed. For Dustin Niles, who was a big FFA guy, in fact, he was the FFA president, and for those of you listening in who don't know what FFA means, the Farmers for America. 1-1, pitches inside for ball two. Future Farmers of America, sorry. And won the count. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Taken on the inside corner for strike two. The county fair is going to be next week, so if you want to go and check out some fun and possibly even auction off for an animal. You can do that next week at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Choo-choo Pitch is in the dirt for ball three, so he has raised horses, cows. His sister Skylar participates in rodeo. So three balls, two strikes. Oh, you see Farmers for America. It's Future Farmers of America. That's the Los Angelino in me still not getting it. Tisk, tisk, tisk. I'll take that out. Here's the 3-2 pitch. High fastball way upstairs for ball four. So for Dustin Niles, making his first appearance of the summer for the Colt 45s after pitching last year. Cam Taylor aboard. Here's the pitch. Taken for a ball high. So Taylor, who just walked, now to Zach Coleman, who takes high for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. And now for Niles, who has thrown six straight balls, going to have a chat with his coaches. So, quick word from Bob Anderson, who was once the Southern California Director of Scouting for the Cleveland Indians during the 90s, moved to Shasta County in 2000 and helped Central Valley win three straight CIF Northern Section Championships in 2009, 10, and 11. 2-0 pitch is in for a strike. The throw to second, not in time. Excuse me, no, he said that was low. Gutierrez. Rio Pitts is in there for a strike. Three balls and one strike. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung on a miss. Runner goes to throw to third. Not in time. So Cam Taylor steals second and then steals third. And now for the West Coast Kings with a golden opportunity to put some insurance runs up on the board. Bull count to Robman. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball outside for ball four. So the second walk issued by Niles. It is running batters. At third is Taylor. At first is Rodman, and now here is Christoph Swanson, who for Niles, he has to be careful. Swanson has the pop. He had a 3-run home run in last night's ballgame. Here's the pitch. Fastball way upstairs for ball one. Man, Dustin Niles, he comes across that pitching mound so violently. Very aggressive. Looking to find his command, though. 1-0 pitch. Another hard fastball. Lifted into right field. Slicing into foul territory. Going under it is Hunter Reed to make the catch. Nice play there from Hunter Reed. And then, for good measure, gets it into home. The ball goes past the catcher. Higuchi, but on the back of there was Dustin Niles. So good baseball all the way around for the Reading Colt 45s on defense. First the over-the-shoulder catch by Hunter Reed, and then after the throw got past Higuchi, Dustin Niles alertly backing up his catcher, preventing a possible run. And now here is Drew Lehman. but pitched to Lehman, swung on and missed. For strike one, 0-1. Here's Niles. He'll set. Whip and deliver. The 0-1 pitch is bouncing the dirt for ball one. So one ball, one strike. The once blue sky now turning into a gentler blue with light pink clouds in the skyline. Beautiful night, man. You cannot beat a Reading skyline. 1-1 pitch swung on, fouled away. Fans look to see if it hits a car, but minimal damage done to the automobiles in the parking lot today. One ball, two strikes, one out. 10-7 in favor of the West Coast Kings in the top of the eighth. Excuse me, top of the ninth. 1-2 pitches in the dirt for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Here's Niles. He'll wind and deliver. 2-2 pitch is under the legs of Higuchi coming in to score. Is Cam Taylor, and it's now 11-7 in favor of the West Coast Kings. So 2-2 pitch. That was a fastball that just went through Higuchi's legs. To second on the wild pitch goes Robinman. 3-2 now. Niles sets and delivers. 3-2 pitch swung on and fouled back. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball in the dirt for ball four. The third walk issued by Dustin Niles. And now he'll have another meeting, this time with his catcher, Higuchi. So Higuchi and Niles trying to figure it out. And while they figure it out, tonight's broadcast has been sponsored by North Valley Distributing. At 3081 Crossroads Drive, North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products where they concentrate on industrial automation, lighting, distribution, data communications, and more for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. Here's the pitch. Swung on and lifted into shallow right field. Very playable. Coming in about 5 steps to make the catch is Thomas, and we have two away. So Jeff Kimbra on the first pitch that he sees flies out, and now here's Colton Trudeau, who is 4-for-5 with a double and 3 singles. Grounded to third is last at bat in the eighth. Me and the seventh. First pitch is swung on, lifted into center field. Under it is Crisetti, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. The bat before the West Coast Kings scratch home another run on a wild pitch by Niles. And we head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Let's see if the Reading Colt 45s can rally, trailing the West Coast Kings 11-7 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Bottom of the ninth inning. Let's see what the Colt 45s can do here as Mason Johnson due up to the Colt 45 is off, followed by Trey Thomas and then Mason Cassingham. The Colt 45s trail 11-7. They were once down 9-0 at one point before scoring seven runs in the fifth inning, but have been held scoreless ever since. So, solid four innings of work from Christoph Swanson, who started the day as a designated hitter, but has pitched brilliantly so far and is looking to close up the game and earn the victory. So here is Mason Johnson stepping up to the plate. Here is Swanson. He'll set. Wind and deliver. First pitch is on the inside corner. Air Force strike. 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Slider. Just low. Vicente Gutierrez and Swanson communicating, pointing with his finger, saying it was just low. 1-1 pitch, grounded to third. Up with it. This Taylor, the throw to first, is in time for out number one, and the West Coast Kings are two outs away from taking the final of a three-game series after dropping the first two. The Colt 45s, two outs away from losing its first game of the season. Here is Thomas now checking in. Wines and delivers first pitch is swung on, lifted down the first base line in foul territory. Under it is Quintanilla, makes the catch, and there's two away to set up the local boy, Mason Cassingham, whose mom for the past couple of years has been the Central Valley Athletic Director. Cassingham and his family will be moving to Texas at the end of the summer. Here's Quintanilla. He'll wind and fire. First pitch is low and away for ball one. If Cassingham gets aboard, it'll be Mackenzie Higuchi to follow him up. Then if Higuchi gets aboard, he'll be the top of the order with Cats. 1-0 fastball is in there for a strike. 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Bounce on the dirt for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That's all the way for ball three. Three balls and one strike to count. Glad you're still with us here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. 3-1 pitch is just low for ball four. So Cassingham reaches base, and now here is Mackenzie Higuchi. and so for Higuchi, with Cassingham at first. Cassingham not going, takes down and in for ball one. 1-0. Swanson trying to close it out. 1-0 pitch. Delivered on the inside corner there for strike one. 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on. That ball is lined hard into right field. Going back on the run, making a catch to end the game as Raul Fabian. And so the West Coast Kings come up short, beat the Reading Colt 45s 11-7. The Colt 45s come up short in their sweep and lose the final game of a three-game series. They move to 4-1 on the season. This has been Ethan Hansen on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM with Tyler Chapman in the booth saying so long from Tiger Field. Once again, tonight's broadcast has been sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products where they concentrate on industrial automation, lighting, distribution, data communications, and more for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you Thursday night.
Your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
PassageToProfitShow.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
It turns out elections have consequences. Is the debt ceiling actually a farce? What sacrifices did each side give up in their agreement? What did Republicans actually agree upon with their slim majority? Are they making America great again or making America solvent again?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
60 seconds of service.
This Memorial Day weekend, T-Mobile stands committed to honor those that we have lost in service to our country. To further show their commitment to the men and women of the armed forces, T-Mobile has pledged to hire 10,000 veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community.
From Washington, D.C., soon to be 101 years old, it's been a long time since Madeline Bobbitt has relived her time in service. As a part of the first Southern Colorado all-women's honor flight, in front of the World War II Memorial, the memories came flooding back. It's very emotional. I hadn't thought about this for years and years and years, said Bobbitt. She was just 20 years old and stood at 5 feet 1 inch when she joined the U.S. Navy as an aviation machinist mate. The guy told me to stretch up a little bit so that I'd be tall enough, said Bobbitt. Joanne Bass, Chief Master Sergeant of the U.S. Air Force, recognized Bobbitt on the Honor Flight 16 trip by giving the Navy veteran her challenge coin. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I'm going to shift gears, and this may sound strange. I'm going to brag about my new website. How about that? So this was a long time in development and in the making, and I think the wait was worth it. Been working with a wonderful company. As you know, Senior Care Consulting, we're just really breaking out, making a lot of improvement throughout everything, and we are expanding nationally, okay, through franchising. So along with all of these changes, I'm like, you know what, we need a brand new website. And this thing, it's just like Christmas vacation. She's a pretty one, Clark. Right? This thing looks great. I love this website. The company I'm working with did a great job. We worked together, we collaborated on this. And it really turned out great. So I would invite you to check out my brand new website at SeniorCareConsulting.com. That's with an ING, SeniorCareConsulting.com. And when I got used to looking at this in development, then I looked at my other website, and I'm like, oh, I guess that one was okay, but this one's so much better. So, and I'll have to make an admission here. My original website was just not set up very well for the search engine optimization, so it was kind of hard to find. And what that means is when you go online, maybe you get on, you know, Google.com or whatever search engine that you're using, and maybe you type in, you know, I need a senior care consultant in Kansas City or in, you know, wherever. And senior care consulting just was not showing up at the top of these searches, or find assisted living in, you know, wherever, Overland Park, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri, or wherever it is. Okay, it just was not showing up. It was not performing very well. So, and these days, if you don't show up online, if people can't find you online when doing these searches, you don't exist. And I knew I had to do something about it. So, again, I worked with a wonderful company. They created this this really, really great website. It's so helpful. It's beautiful. It has movement. I just love it. And it just covers everything that I wanted it to cover. This thing is turbocharged behind the scenes to perform very well in the world of search engine optimization. Now, it takes a while for the Google gods, the algorithms, and all of these search engine algorithms, it takes a little while to start climbing in the ranks. But very, very soon, Senior Care Consulting will organically, naturally, start showing up at the top of all of these searches, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. So you go to the homepage, and there it talks about, and this thing is loaded with a lot of really helpful information on assisted living, memory care, long-term care, defines continuing care, retirement community, and it talks about senior care consulting that meets your needs. And it talks about our process, and you can learn more about that, why we're different, and why choose us. You can learn more about how Senior Care Consulting is so much different and, frankly, so much better than the free referral services. It talks about that. It lays it out in black and white, and you can make your decision from there. It says, use our resources Learn More, one of the most beneficial tools you can use during the difficult process of finding the right senior care community for your loved one is to learn as much as you can about senior care communities, cognitive and physical limitations, and the benefits of a company like Senior Care Consulting can provide. It just talks about all of that. It also talks about owning a business that makes a difference. Because people who are interested in owning and in opening, owning and operating their own business, their own senior care consulting business in their town, in their city, in their state, they want to know about this as well. So there's some information on that. You can find information on the nationally syndicated radio program Senior Care Live. You can go to listen now and stream the program right through seniorcareconsulting.com. You could also access all of the most recent Senior Care Live podcasts. The numbers are staggering. It talks about all kinds of just mind-numbing statistics. I mean, the numbers really are staggering. There is a blog section. There is an area where you can sign up to stay in touch and sign up for our monthly newsletter. You can reach out to learn more about the services through contact forms. It has the hours, it has the email, the phone number, the social media links. It is all there. And then it talks about senior care consulting and about what we do. It talks about how we come to you. We don't make you come to our office. We come to you for your convenience. That's just part of the red carpet that we roll out. It talks about me and my background. And then why choose us? Why choose us? The senior care consulting difference. And it talks about how we represent you. We do not receive reimbursement from any senior care community. That's a gross conflict of interest. And then there is what I feel is a devastating chart. And it says, which approach is best for you? If you have any questions or any doubt, go to seniorcareconsulting.com. Why choose us? And scroll to the bottom of the page. It says, which approach is best for you? Senior care consulting versus the free referral services. And I'll just read a couple here. I won't dwell on this, but it is for the free referral service, this compare and contrast is devastating. Senior care consulting, we work directly for you and represent you and your family. The free referral services, they work for area facilities and represent them. They're free to you because they don't work for you. That's how that little section starts off, and it goes on from there. It talks about the types of senior care, so that's a lot of that educational part. Okay, it talks about Senior Care Live. It talks about resources, e-newsletters, frequently asked questions. Section, there are two or three of those throughout the website. There's a franchising section, talking about franchise opportunities. Talks about some numbers of the industry and how it's growing. It just the numbers are crazy. Why franchise with us? It talks about what to expect on your franchise journey. And then locations. And right now, this is the one I might be most excited about. Right now, there's one location in Kansas City, serving Kansas and Missouri and the Northland. But this location's part of this brand new website, it's designed to hold up to 1,000 locations. Okay, so we're just getting started on that. But anyway, check out the website. I hope you like it. Give me your feedback and let me know what you think. All right, I'm Steve Keeker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. The director of the CIA recently visited Beijing to meet with his Chinese counterparts.
A U.S. official says CIA Director William Burns traveled to Beijing last month in what is the highest-level visit by a Biden administration official since a suspected Chinese spy balloon was shot down by the American military. Tensions between the two nations have been running high for many months, prompting U.S. officials to worry about miscommunication causing conflict. Just last week, the Chinese government rejected Defense Secretary Austin's request for a meeting at a security forum with his Chinese counterpart. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. Navy says its sailors and the United Kingdom's Royal Navy came to the aid of a ship in the crucial Strait of Hormuz after Iran's Revolutionary Guard, in their words, harassed it. Three fast attack guard vessels with armed troops aboard approached the merchant ship at close distance Sunday afternoon. And while relatives grieve, India's railways minister says a signaling system error led to a crash that killed over 300 people.
Distraught relatives and friends gather at an identification center in Balasore to check through piles of photos to find out if their missing loved ones were among the dead of Friday's train accident. Meanwhile, Transport Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw tells the New Delhi television network the train derailment that killed hundreds and injured many more was caused by an error in the electronic signalling system that led a train to wrongly change tracks. I'm Charles Diladesma.
Greek authorities say they've rescued 91 migrants from a river islet and transferred them to a processing center near the border with Turkey. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Three soldiers are dead after Israel's military engaged in a gun battle with an Egyptian police officer in southern Israel along the Egyptian border.
It was a rare instance of deadly violence along the border. The army said on Saturday the officer was in Israeli territory when he killed two soldiers during a drug smuggling attempt. The bodies were found hours later. The army said the attacker was killed in another shootout in which a third soldier was also killed. The attacker infiltrated from Egypt. Fighting along the shared border is rare after Israel and Egypt signed a peace agreement back in 1979. Bob Agnew reporting.
An award-winning Hong Kong journalist won her appeal in a rare court ruling upholding media freedom in the territory. The woman was found guilty in 2021 of deceiving the government by getting vehicle ownership records for journalistic purposes. She declared in her application she would use the information for, quote, other traffic and transport-related issues. More news at townhall.com. The pitch for a new Las Vegas stadium is reviving debate over public funding.
The proposal to help finance a new ballpark for Major League Baseball's athletics is pitting Nevada's powerful tourism industry and labor unions against groups raising concerns about ceding tax revenue when services such as public schools are funded below the national average. Proponents say the deal would create new jobs and increase the state's general revenue without raising taxes. But skeptics warn that's a try-it-again argument with empty promises. Jason Walker reporting.
California lawmakers voted to advance more than a dozen fentanyl bills, the majority focusing on education, prevention, and treatment. Lawmakers have been divided how to best address the crisis. Other bills include one that would require school districts to tell students they're required to be vaccinated against HPV. More at townhall.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is putting the glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
RHIMS.com/JO.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We have lots to talk about this weekend. Plus, we want to get you involved in the conversation. Our number is 877-726-8255 this hour and next. And among the things that we're going to tackle this weekend, we're going to talk about CBD, cannabidiol. Why is it all the rage? Where can you get a reliable source of CBD? Those are questions on the agenda for today. Also, we're going to talk about the latest on artificial sugars for weight loss, a big new statement from the World Health Organization on that subject. We'll talk about the relationship between various foods and lifestyle measures on cognitive decline. That's an important subject because, well, as baby boomers live longer and as our population demographics skew towards an older population, well, a lot of people may be destined to experience cognitive decline. That's no fun. What's the point of living a long life and then experiencing reductions in memory and performance? 877-726-8255, our number. And what I want to start out with is I want to talk a little bit about the cold craze. Lots of people are taking cold showers and immersing themselves in cold waters, taking swims, sometimes without wetsuits, in the frigid Atlantic and Pacific. I do that sometimes. And there's also the cult of a guy named Wim Hof, who's the guru of cold immersion. And there's a science behind it. Here's an article headlined, "Colder Climates Help You Live Longer." Okay, well, sometimes I think longingly of going down south, living in Florida or Texas, especially during those long northeastern winters. I live in New York City. I'm an inveterate New Yorker. And actually, I fled Southern California to come to New York to go to college. Some people think I'm crazy, but I kind of like the seasons. I like the challenge and the change and the variety of weathers that we get up here. It's sloppy and cold and drafty and sometimes makes life hard. But it turns out that according to research performed at the University of Cologne in Germany, moderately cold temperatures increase longevity and decrease susceptibility to age-related disease. And they actually elucidated a mechanism by which this happens. Cold temperatures activate a cellular cleansing mechanism that breaks down defective protein aggregations, clumps of inactive proteins. And there's even some studies that suggest that gene-related diseases are characterized by an accumulation of these harmful protein deposits. Well, it's not that aging itself is a process of a breakdown in the body's cleanup apparatus. Dysfunctional proteins that don't work well tend to accumulate. They overwhelm the body's cleanup abilities, and then it's the end game. So this is what's called a preclinical study. They didn't do a study where they isolated people in cold rooms for 20 years and then kept people in warm terrariums for 20 years and then compared the results. That obviously is not a feasible experiment for humans. But in animal experiments, they found that low temperatures actively remove protein clumps, thus stopping further buildup of these harmful, inactive zombie protein clusters. And even a moderate drop in temperature stimulates a cell cleansing activity. And so the thought is that because aging and neurodegenerative diseases are similar, it's just a matter of degree. You know, aging is a neurodegenerative condition in and of itself, that this may have implications not just for conditions like ALS and Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, but for the aging process itself. So interesting research. This kindled an article in the Wall Street Journal, the hottest new home amenity. Homeowners are spending tens of thousands of dollars to outfit their properties with cold plunges. You can find them in certain gyms. You can go in the sauna or the steam room and then immerse yourself in an ice bath. I've done it at nice spas that I've attended in hotels, and it's very cool, literally cool. In fact, it's frigid, but it's a very bracing experience. It's energizing, and if you can bear the initial shock, you come out feeling kind of euphoric. So they profile a guy who's a CEO. He's obviously cashed out, and he lowers himself into a 66-inch long and 24-inch wide stainless steel tub that circulates water at 1,400 gallons a minute at 39 degrees Fahrenheit. That's pretty cool. This is above freezing. And he says, cold plunging has made a profound difference in my life. He says it's brought him health benefits, including stress management. It's also something that athletes engage in, you know, that famous ice bath that sometimes football players jump into after a long series of scrimmages. Yeah, there may be really something to it. And this is an interesting article here, which talks about the impact of cold exposure on life satisfaction and physical composition in soldiers. Now, you've all seen those heroic pictures of Navy SEALs undergoing their rigorous training at their base in Coronado, California. They're rolling logs into frigid Pacific waters. And you go, why, oh, why are they doing that? Well, I guess it's, you know, cultivates toughness and resilience, because if you can deal with that, you can deal with a lot of adverse conditions in combat situations. So what they say here, in this study, in the introduction, optimal mental state and physical fitness are crucial factors affecting training of military personnel. And they did a study of 49 male and female soldiers. This study done, by the way, in the Czech Republic. And they were randomly assigned to one of two groups. The active group underwent cold exposure for 8 weeks in outdoor and indoor environments. And then there was a placebo group that didn't undergo the cold exposure. And here's what they found, is that regular cold exposure led to a significant increase of 6.2% in self-perceived sexual satisfaction. Okay, makes you sexier. Furthermore, there was a considerable increase in self-perceived health satisfaction. In men, but not so much in women, there was a reduction in waist circumference, slight, and a reduction in abdominal fat, significant, 5.5%, just from the cold immersion. And what that's about is that cold immersion promotes active brown fat, which in contrast to white or yellow fat, kind of the tallow fat that accumulates around your midsection, brown fat actually is beneficial. It's a fat-burning fat, and it helps you more actively metabolize your excess adipose tissue. So, very cool study. The recommendation is that cold water exposure can be an addition to routine military training regimens. Regular exposure positively impacts mental status and physical composition, which may contribute to higher psychological resilience. Additionally, cold exposure as part of military training is most likely to reduce anxiety among soldiers. And, by the way, so much for the old saw that when you have a bunch of horny military recruits, you should make them take cold showers. Well, there was an increase of 6.2% in self-perceived sexual satisfaction with the cold exposure. It's kind of the opposite. It does not, I guess, damp down sexual performance or enjoyment. 877-726-8255, our number. We invite your phone calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you're listening to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 16th annual Taste of Reading 2023, Sunday, June 11th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Mark McCabe and the Ghost Highways. Enjoy fun with the whole family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come on down to the 16th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 11th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
The historic Cascade Theater is rolling out the red carpet for their first annual summer gala fundraiser, Encore, on Saturday, June 24th. Hear live musicians paired with all your favorite stars from musicals past and present. Relive the songs that made you laugh, cry, and cheer while supporting your favorite historical and local theater. Tickets are on sale now. All tickets include admission to the 6 p.m. silent auction, free concessions, and admission to the 7:30 p.m. performance. To purchase tickets or for more information, contact the Cascade Theater box office at 530-243-8877 or visit their website at www.cascadetheater.org.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Weekday mornings starting at 6, don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour, followed at 7 by Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio. We also have Armstrong and Getty on tap, and don't miss Mark Levin on KCNR. Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus, all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
8255 is our number this hour and next, and we welcome your phone calls. We've got John in Connecticut. How you doing?
Hi, Doc. How are you?
Good. Very well, thanks.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, I'm a type 2 diabetic. I'm on insulin, and I'm 63 years old. And I'm the guy I called before about the pain in my knees, the back of my knees, if you remember. And mm-hmm. You said maybe because of weight, but the doctor told me it was like, do stretches. So then I said, that's got to be muscular then. It's like, so I read about muscles, and they actually, especially in diabetics, they actually shrink in length and stuff and size.
Yeah. If you'll allow me to interrupt for a second, look, there's a process that occurs as one ages inevitably. It's called sarcopenia, and it seems to be accelerated in diabetes. So whether it's a nerve thing or whether it's the direct impact of the sugar or the inflammation, there is accelerated muscle loss and replacement of muscle with fat in diabetes. So you got to work harder. And then here's the other thing is the more muscle you retain, the less insulin you will need, the less likely you are to have abnormal blood sugars. So, yeah, it's important for you to maintain muscle. So go ahead.
How about HMB? I started taking that yesterday. I know it takes vitamins probably like a month or so, a couple months to work.
Yeah, there's some evidence that HMB is a little bit anabolic. But let me just talk to the issue that you brought up, which is the relationship between stretching and preserving muscle mass. There actually have been some studies on this, and not so much studies in the case of 63-year-old males with diabetes, but studies in people who have injuries or who are paralyzed. And the question that arose was, does simply stretching, in other words, maybe having a physical therapist come around and stretch you, does it actually help to preserve muscle mass? And the answer is yes, to a certain extent. I mean, it's not, a slam dunk, but there is benefit. In an animal model of non-paralyzed animals, I think it's mice, it was shown that stretching of one limb, I don't know, this experiment with these little tiny legs of the mice, but one limb was stretched and one limb was not stretched. And it turns out that the stretched limb, and this is not even like, weight training or resistance training, bodybuilding or anything like that, you got a little benefit in terms of preserving muscle. So, yes, the answer is there may be some benefits even to stretching. Of course, it's preferable to do weight-bearing exercise. This morning, I hit the gym, I did some weights. I think it's important as one ages to do resistance training to keep your muscles loaded so that in response they'll hypertrophy, they'll actually grow And that actually helps optimize your blood sugar. As the HMB, HMB is something that is thought to be anabolic. It's added to some formulas that are sports formulas, anti-aging formulas, formulas for older adults. It's a safe product. I think there's some controversy as to how efficacious it is for preserving muscle mass, but you can get some muscle preservation by taking HMB. Yeah, there is literature that suggests that is helpful. So there you have it. Thanks for your call. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. Let me just share with you that, and this is a new sponsor, if you're suffering from a serious health challenge or just want to protect your good health, let me tell you about Metitrol Fermented Wheat Germ Extract from American Biosciences. Imagine every cell in your body working at peak performance, achieving enhanced energy, quality of life, and optimal immune system performance. There are more than 50 research studies in peer-reviewed medical journals that describe fermented wheat germ extracts' remarkable health benefits in a wide range of serious health challenges. Now, Metitrol is the most potent fermented wheat germ extract ever produced, and get this, for those concerned about gluten, it's the only one that's gluten-free. Just 2 Metitrol capsules daily supports your immune system, cellular health, and energy production. Rescue your mitochondrial function and optimize your energy with Metitrol Fermented Wheat Germ Extract. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout. Get a 20% first-time discount. We want you to try it. And free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com. All right, this item, you know, all this buzz about using artificial sweeteners for weight loss, well, that whole proposition has crashed and burned, culminating in a recent announcement last week from the World Health Organization, who warns against artificial sugars for weight loss. A new guideline from the World Health Organization, the WHO, recommends avoiding non-sugar sweeteners, including aspartame, sucralose, to reduce body weight and lower the risk of diet-related diseases. They say that there's little evidence that non-sugar sweeteners decrease body fat long-term, and even some proof that they're linked, unfortunately, with a higher risk of type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and risk of dying in adults. So if you think that those non-calorie sweeteners are going to give you free pass, you're in a fool's paradise. That is the official position now of the World Health Organization. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If you're suffering from a serious health challenge or just want to protect your good health, I want to tell you about Metitrol Fermented Wheat Germ Extract from American Biosciences. Imagine every cell in your body working at peak performance, achieving enhanced energy, quality of life, and optimal immune system performance. More than 50 research articles in peer-reviewed medical journals describe fermented wheat germ extract's remarkable health benefits in a wide range of serious health challenges. Metitrol is the most potent fermented wheat germ extract ever produced, and it's the only one that's gluten-free. Just 2 Metitrol capsules daily supports your immune system, cellular health, and energy production. Rescue your mitochondrial function and optimize your energy with Metitrol Fermented Wheat Germ Extract. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented,
resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
.com.
Hi, I'm HGTV host and home builder Matt Blashaw, partnering with the Propane Education and Research Council to help homeowners transform yards you mow into a relaxing backyard retreat. The star of any outdoor kitchen is a propane smoker or grill. It's easy to understand why 42 million families prefer grilling with propane. Just like an indoor range, propane grills give an instant on-off convenience and precision temperature control for a perfectly done meal. A fireplace or a fire pit is essential for every outdoor entertainment area. Propane provides a real instant flame and warmth. When done, simply turn it off. Finally, feel confident using propane because it's better for the environment. Using propane produces 52% fewer greenhouse gas emissions than using an equivalent amount of electricity generated from the U.S. grid. Whether you're using propane inside or outside, it's affordable, reliable, and a clean energy source that's good for the environment and our families. I'm Matt Blashaw. For more information, visit propane.com/outdoorliving.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. That's our number. Here's how it works. If you call during the show, you will get on the air and we'll answer your question. You come directly into the doctor's office, pose your question or share a comment, and I'll be happy to respond. But if you're busy, or if you don't listen to the show live, a lot of people listen to the show via our podcasts. Say you listen to the show on Tuesday and you have a question, you can call 877-726-8255, and you can record a question as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Why can't I get a blood test on my own and have Medicare pay for it?
Okay, it sounds like this person is asking his question with barely disguised anger and frustration, because there are a lot of things that we'd like to get tested for, For example, patients may want to know what their omega-3 index is, which is highly correlated with the risk of cardiovascular disease, dementia, and death. It shows you how much you have in terms of omega-3 fatty acids in your red blood cells, which is a very useful indicator. Or maybe you want to get your vitamin D checked. You know, about around 20 years ago, when my mom was still alive, she suffered from rheumatoid arthritis. I said, Mom, you have to get your vitamin D checked. And she said, okay, I'll ask my doctor. And her doctor said, no, you know, that's not going to be covered. And I said, Mom, you need to get your vitamin D checked. She said, yeah, but Medicare won't cover it. And I said, Mom, I'll send you the money to get the vitamin D test on your own. And lo and behold, she had a vitamin D of 7, which is very much associated with inflammation and autoimmunity. And so we addressed it. But we had to pay out of pocket for the test. Or maybe you want your homocysteine checked or your DHEA checked. These are all very important things, but often Medicare does not cover it. And the reason is it's simply a matter of cost containment. But I believe it's, for some of these things, it's really penny-wise, pound-foolish, because they're denying people an opportunity to get certain things checked, which could really be teachable moments for interventions that could really make a difference in their health. So, yeah, I mean, it's the system. It is a form of rationing. Sometimes you have to beg, plead, and implore your doctor, please, oh, please, you know, send me for this or that test. And even when you do so, sometimes Medicare will say, nah, that's not justified, in our opinion. Some bureaucrats or even a computer algorithm will just knock it out of the box and say, nah, not covered. Not covered. And then you'll get a bill for the balance of your blood tests. Yes, well, this part's covered, this part's not covered. Here's a bill. You have to pay out of pocket. So unfortunate state of affairs. But, hey, problem is Medicare is going to run out of money at some point. Some people say, well, you know, different projections. Is it, you know, 2032 or 2035? We don't even know. But it's one of those obligations that the government has to take care of the health of a lot of folks, and we'll run short on money to fund that as medications and operations become more and more astronomically expensive. It's going to be hard to sustain, especially when those weight loss drugs hit the fan. Yeah, we got a bunch of weight loss drugs out there that a lot of people will clamor to take. Will Medicare cover the cost of medications that cost upwards of $12,000, $14,000 a year? That's really going to test the system when we have, you know, up to 40, 50% of the population suffering from overweight and metabolic syndrome and borderline blood sugar that are real proper indications for some of these meds. That's going to be a challenge. All right. That's a great question. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item, junk food may impair our deep sleep. You know, I've noticed, you know, often we put patients on healthier diets for one reason or another. Maybe they have a high cholesterol or have high blood pressure, elevated blood sugar, and they come back, they've lost weight, they feel good, they're energetic, and say, oh, you know, what's so interesting is that I sleep so much better now on this good low-carb diet that's rich in polyphenols. It seems to help with sleep. And it's a two-way sleep because when you don't sleep, you crave a lot of junk food. It really is two-way street because lack of sleep increases appetite, makes you go for poor food choices. But it turns out that a junk food diet actually impairs deep sleep. They studied this at Uppsala University. It's one of my favorite universities because it's Uppsala in Sweden. And researchers have investigated how junk food affects sleep. Healthy participants were given either an unhealthy versus a healthy diet. And the quality of the participants' deep sleep was evaluated. After the unhealthier diet, it had deteriorated compared with those who had followed the healthier diet. The results have been published in the journal Obesity. And they don't know precisely what it is about that unhealthy diet that is affecting sleep. But I can speculate. Unhealthy diets produce inflammation. Inflammation affects the brain. Also, unhealthy diets cause blood sugar to go up and down like a roller coaster. And low blood sugar can cause people to wake up, feel irritable, Sometimes they're prompted to head for the refrigerator. And so they even say our dietary intervention was quite short, and the quality of the diet really wasn't all that bad. It's possible that an even unhealthier diet would have had more pronounced effects on sleep, notes one of the lead researchers. So, yeah, this study underlines an obvious phenomenon, which is that healthier diets enable healthier sleep, and vice versa. Poor quality sleep, shift work, always invokes poor diet choices, cravings, and often weight gain. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, we're going to take a deep dive on the subject of CBD. So many people are asking me about CBD. Is it for me? How do I get the best quality CBD? There's so many choices out there. We're going to discuss in just a moment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. The FDA recently issued a qualified health claim saying that high flavanol cocoa powder may help prevent cardiovascular disease. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flava Naturals dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate, with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. There you'll find the extensive research behind cocoa flavanol's benefits and great recipes too. That's flavanaturals.com. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specifically curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
You've probably heard it said that execution is way more important than ideas. Well, as the idea coach, I disagree, but maybe not for the reason that you think. Even great ideas, if they're not executed correctly, aren't really worth much. I will grant you that. However, if you don't have a big picture vision of where you're headed and why you're heading there, I don't care how good you are at execution, you're not going to build a business that goes as far as it could go. Worry about the small stuff, but make sure that you're looking at the horizon and beyond. Ideas have their place. Don't sell them short.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you are ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-296-0150. 800-296-0150. 800-296-0150. That's 800-296-0150.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we're going to talk to an expert on the subject of CBD. It's a hemp-derived product that is, I think, personally revolutionizing the supplement industry. It has so many potential benefits. And the question arises for a lot of our listeners, is this for me, number one, and number two, where can I get a reliable source of CBD? Because there's so many options out there. It's really bewildering. With us today, Joseph Dowling. He's Chief Executive Officer of CV Sciences, makers of Plus CBD. Well, my favorite brand, because they have so many options, and it's a very ethical company that makes a reliable product. Joseph, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, well, tell us about how you were attracted to this particular area, because you have a vast background in marketing, product development. What got you involved with CBD?
It's actually a great story, Doctor. I had just, back in 2013, I had just finished up working for a biotech company that was really involved with encapsulating drugs in a polymer-based sort of matrix and using that as a coating for drug-eluting stents. So I came out of a very technical background in biotech, working with companies like Johnson & Johnson and others like that. Anyhow, we sold that company, and I was looking for my next venture, and I was contacted by a recruiter, and it was for this company, CB Sciences, and it was in the CBD space. And I took one look at it and said, no, that's not for me.
Right. It sounded a little weird, a little edgy. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was a little weird, a little edgy. And the stigma, and I'm not a prude about this, about anything related to cannabis or CBD or THC or any of it, but, you know, you're managing your life and your career, and you're kind of saying, okay, what do I want to affiliate with? And so, anyhow, here's the rest of the story. My wife was an attorney at DOJ, which is sort of paradoxical. And
yeah.
She said, no, you got to go do it.
Wow.
So,
okay.
You got to go check this out. And so I did, and I was intrigued, and I did a little bit of research, and I ended up joining the company. And it's been 9 years since I've first joined the company. In fact, I know a good friend of yours, Stuart Tomp, who's no longer with our company, but he and I joined the company on the exact same day almost 9 years ago and became very friends and just sort of looked each other in the eye and said, you know, we're committed to mainstreaming this and bringing credibility to the space. And boy, we did that every single day and went to, you know, as many conferences, whether trade shows or investor conferences or Wall Street and really trying to tell the story. And it made a difference, quite honestly. And so when you have, you know, two guys that can speak, that have good backgrounds, that are credible, that are doing things correctly, it really, you know, led to the development of our brand plus CBD. It allowed us to get on shelf at retail, which was very hard. We did that back in 2014 when no one had ever heard of these three letters. And then we just grew from there. And, you know, we had some really high ups. And you know, as you know, it's been a challenge, you know, since the Farm Bill and certainly the pandemic and the lack of regulatory framework has had had an impact. But I was attracted to it because I think the science was so underdeveloped, and I still believe that. I mean, obviously, Epidiolex is out there with their prescription CBD drug to treat, you know, two rare forms of childhood epilepsy. But, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg in terms of the medical indication that I think this compound or API or ingredient, however you want to think of it, could potentially be very, very efficacious for. And so it's a shame that, you know, we just can't get past the, you know, getting some regulations in place, because I think that's really stifling investment in science. And right. That's a shame, because we're at the very beginning.
Well, it seems like, you know, with your background, you're applying that same level of precision that you brought to biotech to this realm. So it's great to have you on board. And I think it really credibilizes CV Sciences, which I believe is one of the largest companies, and it's also on the stock exchange. So it really is, it's not a fly-by-night kind of thing. You know, it's not the kind of thing where you're going to find it in a gas station in, you know, Omaha, Nebraska. It is something that is very mainstreamed. So you mentioned, you know, some regulatory challenges. You know, recently the FDA had a ruling that has some people in the CBD industry in kind of an uproar.
Yeah, so the Farm Bill that passed in December of 2018 really established, you know, in a couple of sentences, really, at least the initial framework. It took it out of the purview. It took the ingredient away from the DEA in terms of purview and enforcement and put it with the FDA. And we were hopeful that the FDA would act and actually, you know, potentially put this into the framework of dietary supplements and have those guardrails in place, you know, for this category. But they've just done nothing, and they continuously said the same thing. It's the same broken record, which is we're just not satisfied with the level of safety data that we've been presented with.
So you're in regulatory limbo, in effect. You know, it's like neither hide nor hair when it comes to, you know, where – what pathway do we have for making these useful and safe products accessible? I mean, I think that's the question the industry faces.
Yeah, there's no question. It hurts everybody from the farmers all the way to consumers because, you know, what you said earlier, consumers that might go into a gas station in Nebraska, as you said, you know, aren't going to get the highest quality product. They're going to get something that probably wasn't made under GMP conditions, is inappropriately labeled. What's inside the bottle is not, you know, in a supplement fact panel on the label, and so on and so forth. And so when they take the product and they don't have any impact, you know, it really creates, you know, a credibility issue for the entire industry. And so we really desperately need, you know, there aren't too many industries that are begging to be regulated. We happen to be one of them. And and what it will do is it's going to spur investment because it'll make retailers happy because there are guardrails and rules in place, and they're going to only work with companies that follow those rules. We're one of them. We've been doing that since inception. And there are thousands that will not be able to. They might still be in kind of the black market or the illicit market or, you know, kind of working out of their garage, but it's gonna help rapidly contract the industry if mm-hmm. you can't, you know, follow those rules and demonstrate that you can follow those rules.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things I like about CV Sciences, and by the way, the place to get information is at their website, pluscbdoil.com. And they have a very wide range of products, which is necessary in this field because it's different strokes for different folks. There are different applications of CBD for pain, for anxiety, for sleep, for muscle aches, et cetera. So you have a wide range of products, including gummies and soft gels and topicals. You have products that have a little bit of THC, the permissible amount, but very tiny compared to, say, you know, smoking pot. But THC may have some benefits for some people. Other people prefer theirs without any iota of THC, just the CBD in a very pure form. So can you discuss the product range and what prompted you to make so many offerings?
Sure. I think first and foremost, we're really trying to respond to consumer needs and their tastes. And if you go back maybe 9 years, the formats that were available were primarily liquids. You know, they refer to those as tinctures.
Tinctures, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so over time, tinctures sort of evolved into soft gels as becoming the kind of the preferred format. What we've seen over the last couple of years is that gummies have really kind of overtaken the industry and represent more than 40% of the market share of all the form factors that are out there. And I think a lot of it has to do with just ease of use. People like the format, they taste good, and you know, it's easy for them to take it. And so we're seeing a lot of people really transitioning to gummies. And so we can fight that or we can respond to it, and that's what we're doing. In terms of the formulations, you're absolutely right. There are formulations that have sort of a single ingredient, CBD, as part of the formulation. But over the last several years, we've used multiple ingredients, multiple nutrients, including CBD. But we've also added, you know, other, you know, sort of well-known herbs that have enough science behind them that we can, you know, make claims, whether it's in pain or anxiety.
As PEA, for example, I really like your relief product that has PEA in it, which is a very promising product for pain and mood.
Absolutely, yeah. It quickly became one of our best-selling products, our relief product, and you're absolutely right. It does have a formulation that includes CBD and CBDA, but also PEA. And, you know, PEA is another one of those ingredients where we're really at the beginning of just understanding the potential of that ingredient. So we're very excited. It's, you know, as I said, Doctor, I think we're at the very beginning of understanding the science behind this plant. It's, you know, for 80 years, it was under prohibition, so they're really
and now it's readily available. Let me give the information, because if you want to learn more and order, you can visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman, and we've got a special offer for Intelligent Medicine users, listeners. You can use coupon code Hoffman30 for, get this, 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code Hoffman30. Thanks very much. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, these stand out for their support of healthy digestive function. BioCore Enhanced Enzymes and Enzymes HCL. Digestive enzymes are essential to the body's absorption, but the capacity to make enzymes diminishes with age. BioCore Enhanced Enzymes contains a blend of non-GMO enzymes that will aid in the digestion of most foods, including beans and cruciferous vegetables. Enzymes HCL is a specially balanced blend of 9 different enzymes that can break down protein, carbohydrates, fat, and fiber, and may help reduce bloating, indigestion, occasional heartburn, and gas. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know. You may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. In an effort to identify potential suspects in connection with the Capitol riot of January 2021, America's second largest bank gave the FBI transaction records on all customers who made purchases of anything in Metro Washington on the 3 days before, during, and after the convening of the Electoral College.
Any Bank of America customer who went to who use a BOA product, whether it be a debit card or a credit card, in the Washington, D.C. area, and they date ranged it between 5 and 7 January, and they then resorted that list and then stacked on top of it anybody who was already in the list who had ever purchased a firearm.
Whistleblower George Hill tells the Salem Radio Network the practice dates back to the Obama administration. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia says it will reduce just how much oil it sends to the global economy. The cut of 1 million barrels a day starts in July. Elsewhere, the body of one of three men missing after the partial collapse of an apartment building in Iowa has been found.
Davenport officials say Brandon Colson's body was recovered Saturday. Two other men that lived in the apartment building that partially collapsed last Sunday are still unaccounted for. The discovery of Colvin's body came a day after authorities announced the search for survivors had been completed. Work to bring down the building was moving forward amid questions about why neither the owner nor city officials warned residents about potential danger, even after a structural engineer's report issued just days before the collapse indicated a wall of the century-old building was at imminent risk of crumbling. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A series of proposals from Britain's leading business lobby group in hopes it can secure its future.
The proposals follow a string of allegations of inappropriate behavior that led to the cancellation of membership subscriptions from some of the country's biggest companies. In a statement, the Confederation of British Industry said it will ask its members to vote on the proposals to improve its governance structures and internal culture at a general meeting on June 5th. The CBI has been rocked by multiple sexual misconduct allegations in recent months, which prompted dozens of household names, including automaker BMW, to ditch their membership of the organization. Jeremy House reporting.
A quick count sampling of votes for governor of Mexico's most populous state suggests a victory late Sunday for the candidate from the governing party of President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. More at townhall.com. California officials want to know just Who flew a group of migrants from Texas to California?
A group of 16 young men and women from Venezuela and Colombia were found outside the Roman Catholic Diocese of Sacramento. Each had only a backpack of belongings. The migrants had already been processed and have court dates to apply for asylum. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the group told him they'd been approached outside a Texas migrant center, promised jobs and transportation, and then flown to New Mexico and then to California's capital on a private jet. The California Department of Justice is working to find out who orchestrated this trip and if they should face criminal charges, including kidnapping. A migrant assistance agency is helping the group. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Cop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
And the Block Party, 8 for free.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and up first, Radio Sam Spade stops by the Jack Carson Show. Then after Howard Duff shows off his comedy skills, we'll continue with the funny stuff and present a leap day episode of the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show. Canadian-born, Wisconsin-raised Jack Carson first came to Hollywood in the late 1930s and began getting film roles, often as the lead actor's fun-loving buddy. He also had some nice dramatic roles, included in 1945's Mildred Pierce and 1958's Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Carson's radio show aired from 1943 to 47, and this episode is from March 5th of 1947.
Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, this is Jack Carson, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, little 9-year-old Norma Jean Nilsen, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Charlotte. Sit down to a steaming hot bowl of Campbell's chicken noodle soup, some mealtime soon. Taste that first spoonful. Good. Hearty, rich chicken broth simmered slowly from fine, plump chickens. Lots of homey, old-fashioned egg noodles steeped in chicken goodness. And plenty of pieces of chicken. So tender, they almost melt in your mouth. Well, if you go for old-fashioned chicken noodle soup, Campbell's is just what you're looking for. Why not plan to serve it tomorrow, for lunch or supper? You'll find Campbell's chicken noodle soup a real eating pleasure. Well, as you know, someone called the Mad One sends Jack a telegram every day, and each one states that his time is diminished by another 24 hours. Jack is now so worried, he has hired the famous detective, Sam Spade, and let's hope he can shed some light on the mystery surrounding Jack Carson.
Hey, what's that you're reading, Uncle Jack? Another one of those telegrams from the Mad One?
Yeah, and this one says I've only got 7 days left. I'm sure glad I hired Sam Spade to investigate this whole thing.
Well, gee, I don't know if it was so wise to hire a detective, Uncle Jack.
Why not?
Well, supposing while he's investigating, he finds out something about you.
Well, my life is an open book. Everybody knows me. I'm Warner Brothers' leading star. That's the whole story.
Uh-huh. Supposing he finds out that back in Milwaukee, you used to work in a pickle factory.
All right, all right. So I used to work in a pickle factory, but remember, I had one of the most important jobs there. I was the head coordinator. Sort of a troubleshooter on the production line.
Some troubleshooter. You stuffed the pickles in the bottle.
I did not. The other people did that. When they came to a big pickle that wouldn't go in the bottle, then I'd come along and grease the warts. And when Sam Spade gets here, don't be bringing up trivial things like that. Oh, Treacher!
Did you call, sir?
Yes, what time is Sam Spade supposed to be here?
Oh, when I phoned, his secretary told me he'd left already, sir. He should be here any moment.
Good, good.
Mr. Carson, is this Mr. Spade really such a capable detective?
Oh, yes, yes, Treacher. He's the very best. Once he gets on this case, he'll locate this killer who calls himself the Mad One in no time.
How?
Well, it's very simple. All he has to do is, locate the people who hate me and then just eliminate them one by one.
My word, sir, that'll keep him busy for 4 days in Glendale alone.
Yeah. Is that so? There may be a few people in Glendale who don't care for me, but I'll discuss that another time.
Are you paying this detective much, sir?
Well, we haven't really discussed money so far, but it doesn't matter. I want this mystery unraveled, and I don't care what he charges. Even if it's as much as $3 a day.
Do you think he works for that, sir?
Oh, sure. Maybe even less than that. And all the stories about Sam Spade, he says he doesn't care about the money. It's the thrill, the spine-tingling thrill of the chase. Go to the door, Tracer. I'm sure that's Spade now.
Very well, sir.
Boy, a real detective. Gee, I hope I can give him some clues.
Yes, yes, but don't get in the way.
This is Mr. Sam Spade, sir.
Well, come in, Mr. Spade. I can't tell you how glad I am that you're here, because...
I'll take over from here. You called me in on this case as your private investigator, right? Right. Now, if I'm handling this, you got to put your complete trust in me, right? Right. I just want a complete rundown on this caper. I want nothing but facts. Understand? Facts. Now, who's this Gunsel here?
Gunsel? That's Treacher, my valet.
I'm a Gunsel?
Yeah, who's the other guy?
That's my nephew, Tugwell.
Okay, who are you?
Who am I? Well, I'm Jack Carson. Surely you've seen me in pictures. Why, I'm probably the biggest star out of Warner Brothers Studio.
Look, Carson, we're not going to get any place if we start off lying to each other.
Well, I only meant to try
The way I understand it, you've been receiving some threats against your life, right?
Yeah.
Right. You want me to find out who's sending these messages, right? Right.
Yes, well, you see, Mr. Spade...
Now, before we go any further, let's settle the subject of my professional fee.
Fee? Oh, you mean money?
Yeah, cabbage, scratch, moolah. I'm funny that way. I like to get paid when I work.
Yeah, well, Mr. Spade, you see, it says in your books that money doesn't matter to you because you love the spine-tingling thrill of the chase.
Oh, yeah? Well, my fee is $50 a day.
$50 a day?
Yeah. What's that funny look on your face?
Well, if you pull up his shirt there, you'll see some real spine-tingling.
Mr. Spade, I only thought that $50 a day is, well, it's quite a bit of money, and although I've already hired you...
Excuse me, I gotta look out the window. Just remember that on the way over here, some Garnet was shadowing me.
Garnet was shadowing you?
Yeah. Hey, you there, open that curtain.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there he is, skulking behind that bush. Stand back, everybody, under the line of fire. I'll get him. There. That'll fix him. I threw at least 3 slugs right through his shoulder.
Gee.
And the same thing will happen to anybody who tries to cross Sam Spade. Now, about that $50 a day, Carson. We aren't going to have any trouble on that, right?
Oh, right. When you come to think of it, $50 a day is quite reasonable.
And expenses.
Oh, right, of course, expenses.
That includes any little thing that may come up, and of course, when I take an assignment, I always drink Volcados.
What was that?
Volcados. It's a beverage imported from France. Costs $14 a bottle.
$14 a bottle? Well, you know, it's a funny thing. Usually we have gallons of that around the house. But today we haven't got one little speck.
That's okay. I brought some with me in my satchel. I think I'll open a bottle and take a slug now. Ah, that's great stuff. Really curls your toes. What do you drink, Carson?
Me?
Yeah, what's your poison? Scotch and soda, bourbon, gin, or straight rum?
Well, I...
In the evening, he has a cup of hot Hemo.
I never heard of that stuff. Does it curl your toes?
Well, no, but it makes them lean over and kiss each other goodnight.
Hey, English, I'm putting you in charge of these bottles. Whenever I want another slug of Alcatraz, I'll tell you. What was your name again?
Mr. Gunstall to you, sir.
About how many drinks are there in one of those bottles, Mr. Spade?
I usually get about seven.
$14 a bottle. That's costing me $2 a drink.
Look, Carson, your life's in danger, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Fine.
Now, when a man's life is in danger, money is no object, right? Right. But I can see that you're the kind of a guy that money doesn't mean anything to anyway, right?
No, but stick around and try for the jackpot.
I think I'll have another slug of Alcatraz. Yeah, that stuff's as delicate as a butterfly walking on a lily pad.
Hmm.
Hey, here comes Norma Jean up the front walk, Uncle Jack.
Oh, a dame in the case, huh?
Oh, no. This is just a little dame that... I mean, a little girl that lives next door.
Well, in this case, everybody's a suspect. Lots of times, gangsters use a little kid as a go-between. Now, you two get out of the room, and Carson, you stand behind that screen so she can't see you.
Behind the screen? Well, I don't think...
Do as I tell you.
Hello, everybody. Oh, I was looking for Mr. Carson. Who are you?
My name is Spade. I'm, I'm a detective.
Oh. Hasn't he paid that bill at the May Company yet?
Kid's got a memory like an elephant.
Look, kid, Mr. Carson's in a little trouble, but maybe if you can answer a couple of questions, you can help him out.
Oh, I'd do anything for Mr. Carson.
Okay. Now, tell me, you ever seen any suspicious-looking characters hanging around here?
No.
Any strange women?
Well, my mother says all the women he gets are strange.
Who, for instance?
Well, there was Gloria.
Gloria?
Yes, Gloria Hockenschlag. Mr. Carson told everybody she was a hostess, but she wasn't.
No? Well, what did she do?
She filled up ketchup bottles in a cheeseburger joint.
I gotta tell this kid about Nora Prentice.
Well, is there any girl he knows who might be classed as, mysterious?
Well, there's that new foreign girl he just met.
Foreign girl?
Yes, her name is Tanya. I think she's got him hypnotized. Since he met her, he doesn't seem to know what he's doing.
You mean he's sort of out of his mind?
He must be. He took her to the drugstore one night and he insisted on paying for both Cokes.
That wasn't the way it was at all. We tossed for it and I lost.
Well, thanks, kid. You're a big help. You can go now.
All right. Tell Mr. Carson I was over here. Goodbye.
Okay, everybody. You can come back in now.
I could have told you that you were wasting your time with Norma Jean.
Well, I do things thoroughly, and that reminds me. Treacher, another shot of Alcatraz.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Delicate as a butterfly walking on a lily pad.
Alcatraz, he has to drink at $2 a shot. Why couldn't he be crazy about Drano? It only costs 60 cents a quart.
Let's see, Carson. Maybe I'm going on the wrong angle. I think I better get a general picture of your background and proceed from there.
Well, I'll be glad to tell you anything about... Oh, there's the door. Look out the window and see who it is, Treacher.
Yes, sir. It's Miss Ryan, sir.
Miss Ryan? Who's she?
Oh, she's just a woman who has a little store down the street. You don't have to question her. Why, she wouldn't harm a fly.
Well, okay, if you say so. Let her in.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Mr. Carson.
Hello, Miss Ryan. This is Mr. Spade. He's doing a little investigating for me. He was just about to ask me some questions.
Oh, go right ahead. I wouldn't bother you for the world.
Good, good.
If there's anything I hate, it's a butt-insky woman who doesn't know enough to keep her nose out of other people's business.
Yes.
Now, Carson, we mustn't pass up the possibility of poison.
Poison?
Yeah. How you been feeling lately?
Oh, I guess I'm about as well as could be expected.
Miss Ryan, he was asking me.
Oh, excuse me, but I have noticed a peculiar ache recently.
What kind of ache?
You should never have asked her that.
This ache is kind of hard to describe.
Well, never mind that now. I'm trying to get some dope on Carson here. When did you first meet him?
Well, now, let me see. In 1944, I had those terrible headaches. In 1945, I had a pain in my shoulder. And then 1946, I got that awful pain in my neck. I can't remember now which came first, the pain in my neck or Mr. Carson.
They usually run neck and neck.
Yeah, that'll do.
Sometimes capers like this are inside jobs, Carson. I remember once I had a
That's
little...
That's all my pains are, inside jobs.
This guy was like you, Carson. He got involved in a shooting. You see, he was trying
You know,
to...
a lot of my pains are shooting pains.
Well, they ambushed this guy one night when he was coming home from work.
I don't mind the shooting pains so much, only some of them backfire.
Miss Ryan, please.
I took some four-way cold tablets, and that really confused them. Now they fire in all directions.
Miss Ryan, I really haven't got time to hear about your pains now. I'm paying this man $50 a day.
My goodness, why didn't you say so? You must be in terrible pain yourself. Well, I don't want to be one of those women who just keeps talking and bothers everybody, so I'll just run along. Goodbye now.
So long, Miss Ryan.
This is the Jack Carson Show. We'll be right back with more right...
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 16th annual Taste of Reading 2023, Sunday, June 11th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Anna Jay Band, and Mark McCabe and the Ghost Highways. Enjoy fun with the whole family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come on down to the 16th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 11th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your ticket by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Cinerama and Tri-County's Bank presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, featuring live music, food trucks, games, and over 15 local breweries, all in the gardens by the Sundial Bridge on Friday, June 16th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Price of admission includes your first beer and a commemorative Cruise by the Bridge cup. This 21 and older event is sure to sell out. Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Friday, June 16th. Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45 Spaceball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Wait a minute, Del. How did chicken noodle get in there?
Well, I changed the words slightly.
Del, how could you do this to me? I was singing my heart out. I was even down on one knee.
Yeah, but this is for the Campbell Soup people.
Oh? Maybe I better get down on both knees.
Chicken noodle made the camels all time away. Got a fine, fine plump chickens and a good old-fashioned noodle sammal.
Dallas, snooze. I can't go through with it. Huh? Somehow I don't feel it right now. I'm worried.
Well, all right, Jack. If you don't want to cooperate, I can always get Larry Parks to do it.
Larry Parks?
Yes. And who knows? The Campbell people might like him better than they do you. Well, what do you say?
No April showers. Take them your way. Those tiny little flowers.
Okay, Jack. Now, here's the big finale. Flowers, California. California, here I come.
Okay, hit it.
Chicken noodle, here I come. Tell that grocer to save me some. With oodles of noodles, the old-fashioned kind. And plenty of chicken, it's delicious. Served in dishes and your lips you will be licking. Love those noodles, love that chicken. Love those tiny little
Jack,
flowers.
Jack, you don't have to overdo it.
Yeah, but I'm doing this for my Mammy Del, my good old Mammy Campbell Soup. You can bet. I walk the line, cause there's chicken noodle in my plate, and that's why I can hardly wait. Chicken noodle, here I come, and I mean Campbell's chicken noodle, here I come. Music
of Freddie Martin, presenting Glenn Hughes and the Martin Men. I got a gal I love in North and South Dakota.
about a gal I love in North and South Dakota. There ain't no difference in my love, not one iota.
Iota.
I guess the two gals put me one above the Buddha.
Still, I got a gal in North and South Dakota. Wish I knew which of my true loves is true.
I got a gal I love in North and South Dakota. There ain't no difference in my love, not one iota.
Iota.
Just wait till they hear about the gal in Minnesota.
It's a situation, partner, that vexes.
Guess I'll go back to the gal I love in Texas.
Texas. I'll go back to the gal I love in Texas.
Oh, she said that she'd be true and I could quote her. I should have kept my loves in North and South Dakota.
Dakota.
I guess I've even lost the gal in Minnesota.
It's a situation, partner, that vexes.
If I had the nerve, I could go back to Texas.
Texas.
Ooh.
Ooh. With the women from now on, I'm all through.
Preacher, what time is
it? Just a quarter to eight, sir.
Tanya ought to be here pretty soon. I told her I'd take her to the Black Cat Cafe, and our reservation is for 8:30. By the way, where's Spade?
He's out in the kitchen, sir, working on the caper.
Ah, well, let's peek in the door and see how he's doing. He's doing all right. That's the fourth bottle.
Hey, Carson, is that dame here yet?
I wish you wouldn't refer to Tanya by that term. She's really a very lovely girl.
Listen, Carson, dames is dames. Wherever there's trouble, you find a dame. I can't stand them.
When you see Tanya, you'll think differently.
Not me, pal. Her charms won't do a thing to me. They don't call me Spade the Stonewall for nothing. I'm going in the library now, and when she comes, I'll question him.
You know, sir, he's so handsome and dashing that he might be some competition with Miss Tanya.
What do you mean?
Well, sir, under the circumstances, you're lucky he is a stone wall with women.
Oh, pooh, I'm not afraid of competition. I'll get it. That's probably Tanya now.
Ah, hello, Jack.
Ah, hello, Tanya. Come in, I'm awfully glad to see you.
Look, Jack, since we were going to the Black Cat, I wore an evening gown.
Yeah, it really looks nice, too.
I'm afraid I was in such a hurry that I just threw the dress on as quickly as I could.
You shouldn't have been in such a hurry. You almost left at home. I do like the dress, Tanya. It's so snug. How did you get it to fit so snugly?
Oh,
huh?
It is on account of that wonderful invention, the zipper.
Uh-huh.
As you say in America, I just put it on and zippity up one side and zippity down the other.
Yeah. Quite a lot of doo-dah going on, too. But I am glad to see you. I've got a table for two at the Black Cat.
Oh, good. I have my heart set on going there tonight.
I heard voices on here, Carson. I thought maybe you might have... Oh, who's this?
Oh, hello, Spade. Excuse me. I want to tell Tanya something. Tanya, this is a friend of mine. I don't want you to be offended. You see, he's peculiar. He hates women.
Oh.
Tanya, I'd like to have you meet Mr. Sam Stonewall Spade.
Ah, Sam Spade, the detective. I'm so glad to know you.
Look here, young lady. I have some questions to ask you, and I want some direct answers, you understand?
This guy's as hard as granite.
Of course, Mr. Spade. Ah, you'll forgive me for staring at you. You're so good-looking, you almost take my breath away.
Listen, all I want to know... Oh, you think I'm handsome, eh?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
Anybody want to buy an old stone wall?
Mr. Spade, I have not met any continental men like you. Vous êtes très vigoureux.
Mais non, mademoiselle, mais non.
Mais oui, mais oui. Vous êtes fort, grand, formidable.
Mademoiselle, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, mais oui, vous avez un air magnifique d'homme.
I wish I was back in the pickle factory. You see, Tanya, Mr. Spade came over here to help me out of a little difficulty that I was
in. You know, Carson, I had no idea this case had so many interesting angles.
the detective. He doesn't know a curve from an angle.
Mr. Spade, I have read so much about you. You are intriguing. I'm fascinated by men who live dangerously.
Well, Tanya, you may not know this, but I live dangerously, too.
Oh, yes, indeed. Just yesterday, he crossed Sunset Boulevard without waiting for a Boy Scout to lead him.
Nobody asked you, Treacher.
Oh, Jack. Jack, we really should go if we don't want to be late for our table at the Black Cat.
Yes, but Mr. Spade wanted to ask you some questions.
Oh, that's all right. I can ask him down at the Black Cat. It'll be more cozy down there anyway.
Well, I'd love to have you come along, Spade, but it's a table for two, and it was the last one in the place.
Table for two is plenty, Carson. You won't be there.
Okay, but I won't.
No. I was hired to protect you, and you're in danger, so I forbid you to leave this house tonight.
Wait a minute, Spade.
Jack, what is this? You're in danger?
Well, yes, I've received some threats against my life,
exactly. That's why you can't leave the house, but I'll take extra good care of Tanya here.
But, Jack, I will worry about you.
What do you think I'll be doing about you?
Jack, don't concern yourself about my safety. I'll be with Mr. Spade, and I know he always carries a gun.
Yeah, but this is the first time he ever had my girl for a target.
Let's get going, babe.
Good night, Jack.
Now, listen to me, Spade. I don't mind telling you I'm plenty burned up. First you charge me $50 a day, then you drank $36 worth of Valcados.
It all comes under expenses.
Yeah, I know. Now you're going over to the Black Cat Cafe and run up a big bill.
Well, that's expenses.
And while you're going over there, you'll probably make violent love to my girl. I suppose that comes under expenses, too.
No, I do that for nothing. So long, pal.
Ah, that does it. That does it. Preacher, a shot of Valcados, please.
But, sir, you never had a drink before in your whole life.
Well, I'm going to have one now. That Spade isn't so tough. Anytime he thinks he's as tough as I am, he's got another thing coming. I'll have another shot.
Oh, please don't drink so much, sir.
Why, this stuff is as smooth as a butterfly falling flat on his face in a lily pad. As I said before, any time he thinks he's as tough as I am, he's got another thing coming.
Oh, dear, sir, it's affecting you already.
It is not. I don't feel a thing. I repeat, anything is coming that he's got a any guy who, whatever I said before, thinks he's as tough as he thinks, well, whatever it is, that's what I am. And I'm just the guy that can do it, too.
Say, Uncle Jack,
Please leave the room, Master Tugwell. I'm afraid your uncle is intoxicated.
I'm sorry you had to see me in this condition, Tugwell, but I drank the whole bottle of Valcados.
But that bottle right there?
That very same bottle.
Well, gee, I emptied that bottle out and put something else in it.
That's the way you did.
Yeah, what you've been drinking is 7-Up.
Think of the colonial cookery of long ago, and you're sure to recall the open-handed generosity of those bountiful days. Well, back in colonial times, they used lots of chicken to make their chicken noodle soup. They put in lots of homemade egg noodles. So right now, today, you can have the same kind of chicken noodle soup that came hot and hearty from an old-fashioned soup kettle. What do you do? Well, you just ask for Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup next time you're marketing.
Good. Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
I want to thank Howard Duff, who is Sam Spade, for dropping in with us tonight. He can soon be seen in Mark Ellinger's picture, Brute Force. I hope you'll all be with us next Wednesday at the same time. Till then, good luck and good night.
Franco-American spaghetti. F-A-Franco-American. 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 Back at your grocer's again.
Franco-American spaghetti is back. America's favorite. The spaghetti with the extra good sauce. Ready cooked to give grand good eating but quick. Get a can of Franco-American spaghetti.
F-A. Franco-American, back at your grocer's again.
Sam Spade appears through the courtesy of the Wild Root Company. Listen next Wednesday to the Jack Carson Show and stay tuned to Dr. Christian, which follows immediately. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From March 5th, 1954.
1947, indeed with Radio Sam Spade as the special guest. The film mentioned near the end there, Brute Force, just happened to be Howard Duff's big screen debut. I'm Greg Bella. Next on When Radio Was, we check in on George Burns and his scene-stealing wife, Gracie Allen, right after this break.
Saddle up, listeners, and ride to Dodge City, Kansas, with one of radio's legendary lawmen.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
William Conrad stars in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke, Bloody Hands, as a man who doesn't revel in violence, but who uses it because he lives in a violent place at a violent time, where only the violent can survive.
Matt.
Yeah, Kitty?
I'm scared, but I can't ask you not to go. I guess I'd be doing the same thing.
Yeah, Kitty, I think you would.
Townspeople, ranchers, gunfighters, and lost souls are drawn to Dodge for encounters with Dillon. Some walk away, some don't.
All right, you men in there. And the marshal out of Dodge City. Now, we're looking right down your throat. You'll never make it shooting it out with us. Now, you throw your guns out and come on out and you won't get hurt.
You can't get us.
Well, that's up to you.
Gunsmoke Bloody Hands brings you 30 stories of thrilling Western adventure. For a limited time, this set is available to our listeners for 50% off the regular price. Order yours at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to pay just $19.99 with offer code WESTERN7.
You ain't taking us!
Get Gunsmoke Bloody Hands for only $19.99 at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code WESTERN7 to save 50%.
You just had to try it, didn't you?
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break we heard Howard Duff as the special guest on the Jack Carson Show. Well, years later in 1980 to be exact, Duff would be seen as a doctor in the comedy sequel Oh God, Book 2, with the deity portrayed by the fella you're about to hear next. Listen now for George Burns and wife Gracie Allen in a Leap Day broadcast from February 29th, 1944.
Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castiles. Well, it's Tuesday night again. Time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, our guest, Dorothy L'Amour, with Jimmy Cash and Felix Mills and his orchestra. And now, meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, tonight, it is my sad duty to make an announcement that will plunge the music world into deepest gloom. Sugar Throat Burns will sing no more. It seems his feelings were hurt last week, and he's still sulking, despite all the efforts of Mrs. Sugar Throat.
Aw, cheer up, George. Just because Mr. DeMille didn't want you to sing in his pictures doesn't mean that you aren't great.
He laughed at my voice.
Oh, good. What does Cecil B. DeMille know about making pictures anyway?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Oh, but darling, I can't stand to see you like this. Those big, soft, wet brown eyes are glazed with pain. Like a disappointed cow.
It won't do any good talking to me, Gracie. I'll never sing again.
Oh, George, don't say that. I know you've been hurt, cruelly hurt, but that happens in Hollywood. Into each life a little rain must fall. That happens in Hollywood, too.
I told all my friends I'm going to be in DeMille's picture, and then he laughed at my voice.
Oh. Well, don't you worry, dear. All the movie studios will be after you. With Gene Autry and the Army, I'll bet Republic will want you to be their new singing cowboy.
Oh, sure.
Oh, you'd look magnificent on a horse, singing a cowboy song. I can just see the fade out of the picture. As the horse trots off into the sunset, the last thing we see is your face as you sing.
Well, I'm not going to sing anymore.
Oh, but you're so convincing with those Western songs. Remember at Ronnie Regan's party when you sang Give Me My Boots and Saddle? Ronnie said it was all he could do to keep from giving you a boot.
I'm very flattered.
Why, this whole town will be after you. As a matter of fact, there was a scout here just this morning asking for you.
Really?
Yeah. He wants you to help his troop collect papers.
I'm going down to the cigar store.
George, please, before you go, unlock those little silver tonsils and give me just one glorious burst of melody. Don't hum, sing.
That was the door buzzer.
It's probably Mrs. Bundy, the cleaning woman. Come in. Hello, Mrs. Bundy.
Hello, Mrs. Burns. Hello, Mr. Burns.
Goodbye.
My goodness, if the rest of your house looks as bad as your husband, I'm going to have a job straightening it up today.
Oh, Mrs. Bundy, George has sworn never to sing again.
My, how'd you get him to promise that?
Oh, I didn't want him to do it. He did it because he's all hurt and disillusioned. And I've just got to think of some way to snap him out of it.
Well, whenever I feel myself slipping, I pull myself together with numerology.
Oh, sounds like a girdle.
Oh, no. Lots of movie stars use numerology. Why, Dorothy L'Amour uses it all the time.
Oh, then it can't be a girdle.
Numerology controls our destinies. Your name tells you what number you vibrate to. You see, we all vibrate to certain numbers.
Yeah, that's true. I'm getting so I shake all over when I hear Mercy Dotes.
Not musical numbers, Mrs. Burns. Real numbers.
Oh.
The letters in your name tell you what number you are. Now, take my name, Fanny Bundy. I'm a 9. A Bundy's a 3 and Fanny's a 6.
Oh, really? You know, I would have guessed you were at least an 18.
You're listening to Burns and Allen. We'll be right back after this short break.
Now,
the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
You've probably heard it said that execution is way more important than ideas. Well, as the idea coach, I disagree, but maybe not for the reason that you think. Even great ideas, if they're not executed correctly, aren't really worth much. I will grant you that. However, if you don't have a big picture vision of where you're headed and why you're heading there, I don't care how good you are at execution, you're not going to build a business that goes as far as it could go. Worry about the small stuff, but make sure that you're looking at the horizon and beyond. Ideas have their place. Don't sell them short.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
At Sunbelt Rentals, tools rule. They also clean and cut, chip and chop. They construct and destruct, help you climb up high and dig down deep. We rent tools that do so much for those with so much to do. The right size tools for your size jobs and the expertise to help you rent the perfect one every single time. So next time you need a tool that nails, screws, paints, or polishes, rent in-store, online, or in-app at Sunbelt Rentals, where tools rule.
Mystery solved. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When relationships go awry, oftentimes people say, I don't understand. How could it have come to this? And I believe that they genuinely might not likely know. But what I know, however, is that the fastest way to solve this kind of riddle is by beginning by operating on the assumption that both people in a relationship played a role in every interaction. Because the moment couples recognize that they both equally play a role, not the same role, and that doesn't mean they did the same actions, but that they both played a role, well then, they can start to break down how each of their roles contributed to their current predicament. And any time a couple can move from blame to understanding, they are most definitely on a path to either reconnecting or parting amicably. Visit drchristianconti.com for more.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back to George and Gracie on When Radio Was.
Numerology is fascinating. Like I said, Dorothy Lamour won't make a move without it. Right now, she's searching frantically for a leading man who's a number seven.
Oh, a number seven scare?
Well, number sevens who sing are. It's a musical picture.
Oh, is that so? Mm-hmm. Mrs. Bundy, is my husband by any chance a number seven?
Well, let's see, George is three and Burns is two. No, he's number five.
Oh. Well, isn't there some way I could stretch him into a seven?
Well, the letter K is two. That'd make him a seven.
Really? Well, Mrs. Bundy, it looks like Dorothy Lamour has found her number seven, and George K. Burns will sing again. Come in. Oh, hello, Bill.
Well, hiya, girls. What's a good word?
Numerology.
Numerology?
Yes, George is a number seven.
He is?
Uh-huh. And that makes Dorothy Lamour vibrate to him.
Well, lucky George. I'm not sure I understand, Gracie.
Well, Dorothy Lamour is practically on her knees begging for a seven.
Oh, well, that I understand. Been in that same spot many times myself.
Do you vibrate to seven?
Well, seven or 11. Of course, I also vibrate to four.
You do?
Oh, sure. Every time I think of Swan being four soaps in one, I vibrate with joy.
Oh, Bill, you and your four soaps in one.
There I go, see? Just can't help myself, Grace. You see, Swan's the white floating soap that's wonderful for your hands and face, bathing the baby for dishes and for light laundry. It's four swell soaps in one, a great wartime buy.
Well, anyway, Bill, thanks to numerology, George is going to make a picture with Dorothy Lamour.
Well, got himself a candid camera, huh?
Oh, no. No, I mean he's going to act with her.
Oh.
Sing with her. Make love to her. Do... Oh, my goodness. Oh, make love to her. Bill, I may get vibrated right out of a husband.
Oh, Gracie, George won't fall for Dottie.
Well, maybe not, but can Dottie resist George? She's only human, you know.
Gracie, she'd only go for a pan like George's if it held dishes and Swan suds.
What?
Well, you know that women are crazy about Swan for dishes. Those hard-working Swan suds make short work of dishwashing. And at the same time, Swan is so mild and gentle, it helps keep your hands from getting rough and red.
Oh, I don't know, Bill. Beautiful girls have fallen for George before.
Who?
Me.
I should have guessed.
And I'm not too sure I can trust George either. Dorothy Lamour is pretty alluring.
Well, Dorothy Lamour has nothing on you, Gracie.
No, she hasn't got much on herself either. That's what worries me.
Tonight, our young tenor, Jimmy Cass, sings the romantic ballad, The Music Stopped. Jimmy?
goes to show that music has charms. The lights were low, so we kept on dancing. I felt the glow of you in my arms.
Concluding with Jimmy Cash singing the romantic ballad, The Music Stops, that was the first half of a Leap Day 1944 episode of Burns and Allen. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. As you heard, the special guest will be Dorothy L'Amour, and my question is about her. Dorothy's first husband was a big band orchestra leader whose real name was Herbert Kalmeyer. I'll share his better-known stage name and wrap up when radio was right after this.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Surf, surf, with
Ride the Wave with MusicRewind.com and Classic Surf, a 3-CD set of 60 smash hits from surf pioneers such as Link Ray, The Ventures, The Beach Boys, Duane Eddy, Jan and Dean, Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Classic Surf today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to transport yourself to a sun-drenched beach. Just enter or mention promo code SURF77 to pay the incredibly low price of $19.98. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Classic Surf now and ride the pipeline with the Shantays, or do the surfers stomp with the Tufts and K-Bell. Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and use promo code SURF77 to save on shipping. Or go to MusicRewind.com to catch that summer breeze and buy Classic Surf today. Remember, promo code SURF77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GerhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship.
And here's James I. Bond, author of Brain Glue.
That more than 90% of the decisions we make are emotional. The emotion side of the brain has to be triggered. If you throw too much logic or too many numbers at a person, it literally turns off the emotion side of the brain, and it's harder to sell them. So, and I said, let me see if there are groupings to understand what are some of the patterns that are in stuck in the brain. And so one of them is lying, by the way. You know, I remember Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. You know, I remember it's six. I heard it, I think the last time I heard it was like over 60 years ago. It sticks to the brain.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
Find a broadcast near you. Visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned that singer-actress Dorothy L'Amour's first husband was an orchestra leader. whose real name was Herbert Kalmeyer, and is better known by the stage name Herbie K. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember to visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.